If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Irrational and emotionally fragile by nature, female co-workers are a peculiar animal. They are very insecure about their appearance. Be sure to tell them how good they look every day, even if they're homely and unkempt. And remember, nothing says good job like a firm, open palm slap on the behind.
You're just a woman with a small brain, with a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, are you ready to rock?
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check, check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2, check, hello, hey, sounds great. Check, 1, 2, check, hello, 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 check, 1, 2. Hey, 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 here we go.
And now.
Knock, knock. Lightning sucks!
Our feature presentation.
Doesn't even wait for an answer. I like that.
Nope.
I like that. Bleh.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what you're testing with that, unless someone's going to be speaking German, you know, the German language.
Yes.
And I'd also ask I have to ask, and maybe a Psycho Mike has some insight on this since he's in a rock band, but I'd also like to ask why it is that the guys who set up the stage for the rock bands can only say two, two, two. why is that the universal test?
Now, what's wrong with one or three?
Because you can say anything and hear whether the microphone works. How did it get to be that two, two, two for about 20 minutes is the gold standard?
It's the part of it that kind of gives them some feedback, you know?
Is there a reason?
The T's and the P's are typically what they want to check most to see if those are peaking. But I guess, I don't know. Maybe it's
then why not tap, tap, tap? Wouldn't that make more sense? Be more efficient?
What about 10?
Well, and they already cover the T with testing. So, I don't know. I mean,
we're going to need to get the bottom of this. Let me make a note. Hang on.
It has been driving me crazy for a long time.
Two, two.
But am I wrong? That's what you hear, right?
That's what you hear.
All the time.
But those aren't the guys that are actually in the band. Those are the guys that set up the
right.
stuff.
That's
They're
correct.
Not the creative side.
Right.
That may be as good as they can do.
Did they just do it because they heard another guy do it, and that's how it got started? One guy did it one day, and everybody just followed suit?
That's my guess. They don't want to deviate. They don't know.
I sure
That's
don't know.
They don't want to drain their brains trying to think up other things to say.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
You only have so much energy in that
check,
particular
check,
kind
one,
of...
Check, check, 1, 2, check. Okay. Check,
we,
1,
we
2.
Light, we covered
one,
that. We're
two,
fine.
Check, check, hello. Hey, sounds great.
Okay, good.
Blah.
Okay.
Let's check, 1, 2, check,
we
hello.
Got it.
Hello, hello, check, 1, 2.
Did this.
This is track number one, right
okay.
channel.
Hey,
check
speaking
one,
of lightning, who's
hey,
off...
Hey, hey, here we go. Check, 1, 2, hey,
all right.
Hey. There we go.
Did this
there
2 minutes
we go.
Ago.
All right.
Lightning.
Good sound. Good sound.
We're right. fine. We're on the
check.
Air.
Right. Hello. 1, 2. Check.
Now
check,
where is
one,
he?
1, 2. Test.
A room full of people,
three.
Oddly enough.
Check, check, check. Check, check. 1. Oh, we're turning it down. Check. 1, 2.
Okay.
1, 2.
Right.
Check. Over.
Okay.
Over. It's over the limit. Over the limit. Here we go. Hello.
10-4, good buddy.
Over still. Wow.
Wow.
Test. If I get down here, check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Here we go.
Check. Check 1, 2. Check.
It doesn't
check,
have to be. Here we go.
Almost done.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like this should be difficult.
One,
if it's too loud, you turn it down a little.
Check 1, 2.
You're done.
Check 1, 2.
And we're already on the air.
Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2.
All right.
Check 1, 2.
Right.
Hello 1, 2. That doesn't work. We're sh. Hello. Check 1, 2. Check. Why is that so goddamn distorted? Check. Hello. 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 Check 1, 2. Hey. Check 1, 2.
Oh,
check
okay.
one,
that's
got to
be
hey,
it.
Hey,
come
hey.
On.
Wow, much better. Hello,
much better.
1, 2.
Thanks.
Check,
so we're done?
Check, check, check. Yeah, yeah, here we go,
okay.
here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah,
good
sounds
sound.
Good, sounds good. And sounds good, sounds good.
I already got that.
Way overboard. Check, 1, 2.
Oh, no.
Not way overboard. So Lightning's out in his RV, and it got me to thinking, first of all, how much would you pay to be a fly on that wall of Lightning
yes.
and his family in an RV for 5 days? I mean, it's the best, right?
It'd be fascinating.
And second of all, I hear, and I'm curious to hear how you handle it today, Lisa. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to various news and talk stations this morning. The panic in the traffic reporter's voice is like they're in War of the Worlds. It's like they're looking outside and they're seeing the Martians headed for the city. It's unbelievable. I mean, I know it's going to be busy traffic today, but these people are just geared up for the apocalypse.
Well, people are really depending on us today like no other day of the year. It's going to be brutal out there. It is battle for job reports. This See? Is our day to shine.
But you know what happens?
You know there are already lines at the airport. People got there at 4:30. They were already in line.
You know what happens is they send out these cookie cutter stories where they send out the van. They send somebody out. Got to be the busiest travel day. Check, you know, get a panning shot of all of the different departure dates and times and everything. And they whip you into a needless frenzy. I flew yesterday. There were every single TV station had a van out there with a, you know, with a microwave transmitter so they could transmit. And it was relatively unbusy.
Bean says
yeah, pretty normal day.
Not the busiest travel day of the year, actually.
No, I say Friday is not the busiest shopping day of the year.
Ah.
That was the discussion we were having.
So is today the busiest travel day of the year?
I think it is because you have people going away and people going locally, you know, today, you know, for Thanksgiving travel, you know, in short distances as well. But Sunday is you know, horrible too, of course.
Everyone comes back.
Everybody's coming back.
Well, I think panic's perfectly appropriate. It's the busiest travel day of the year, for God's sake.
You know, they don't let you take you know, cans of stuff or liquids or anything like that anymore. This woman that was old enough to be my grandmother was in front of me going through security, and the guy pulled out her bag, and he pulled out, I don't know, it had to be a 3-foot-tall can of hairspray. I've never seen it. It was like a comedy hairspray. It's like something you buy at a joke store. It was so huge.
And they took it from her?
And the guy was trying to be nice. He's like, ma'am, you know, because she's old. Ma'am, I'm really sorry, but this is a little bit over the, you know, the limit.
1 ounce limit.
The limit being 1 ounce. This is enough to last, you know, an entire country for half a year.
And hairspray and a match is a weapon. And you don't know.
And she says to him, oh, that's my husband's.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry about fantastic. That.
Go ahead and throw it away. It's my husband's.
And then Phil Spector walks up behind her. You know, this time of year, a lot of people are flying who don't fly very often, too, who may not even have in their mind the new rules about the 3-ounce limit and stuff because they don't go that often.
Right.
So there's going to be trouble. Oh, my God. Down. You better leave now.
Yeah.
Leave now. What are you doing still at home?
And the other thing I found out while standing there waiting for planes and rides and stuff is the people that are driving through the airport need to get the F out of the way. This whole slow down to 1 mile per hour when there's 15 cars behind you so you can glance around and see if there's any chance that your relative or whoever you're picking up might be hiding under a stairwell someplace. You got binoculars. They just slow down to almost a complete stop. I came so close to walking out of the traffic going, will you keep moving? You're not doing anything here. Move!
Kevin's now traffic control.
Oh, it would drive me out of my mind if I worked there. Especially, and don't get me started on the old people, but the old people can do stuff at about 1/10 the speed. And to me, that is as dangerous or more dangerous than aggressive drivers.
What was the age you came up with at which people need to be put down? I don't remember.
I didn't really come up with a specific age.
Okay.
But they do need to start taking a driver's test, you know, I don't know, when they're 60.
60. Yeah. Every year they got to take a new test.
Maybe every year, maybe a couple of years. And then, you know, as they start getting a little older than every day. You know, because that's just BS right there. I mean, I wanted to just run out there and just kick on the window of the car and go, will you speed up?
Don't they have at LAX, as they do at many airports, a cell phone waiting lot? Do they have that?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Never heard of that.
I don't think they do.
You haven't? Because they have that at my airport and a lot of other airports I've been to where instead of driving through the airport looking for your person to come out of baggage claim, there's a place that's about a minute or so away from the arrivals. It's a big parking lot where you go and you sit and they call you when they're walking out the door and you zip on up. That way you never even have to venture into the airport until they're already on the curb.
You mean you're the picker-upper?
LAX.
Yeah, you're picking up somebody,
LAX, from what I know, does not, and I was just there recently, does not have that. But I'll tell you what they have had for about 27 years is construction.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Good point.
And really,
they had to put those big ugly lights up.
And you can't put those up. You can't figure out what it is they were doing or are planning to do either. There's really no change. There's cones everywhere.
No, since I've been 1 year old on my first flight ever with mommy and daddy, they've been working on something, but we don't know what it is.
Yeah. So if you're heading to the airport today, have a great time.
Sure.
Really enjoy yourself.
And please panic.
panic, and B, hope that Kevin's not behind you because he's likely to get out and come toward your window with a lead pipe.
I'm just asking for people to just kind of move along, kind of like everyone else is. That's all. Is that too much to ask?
What a sucker Kevin is.
I think he's got a good point. Come on.
I'm just saying. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Abiso, shall we?
Okay.
It is Wednesday, and it's 21st of Blovember.
Big show today.
Big show? You bet.
You bet.
On today's show, we are going to check in with Harvey Levin.
Yes.
TMZ.com.
Excellent.
One of the most unusual interviews I've ever seen on the Larry King Live program last night, as the doctor, Jan Adams, was the featured guest. He's the one who operated on Kanye's mom, Dondi, the day before she died.
Yes.
And why he thought it would be a good idea to go on Larry King last night in light of all the troubles he's got right now, I don't know. But,
did it go poorly for him?
Well, I'll let you be the judge. And, of course, Harvey has been following this story like nobody's business. So I'd be curious to get the update on him.
Fantastic. I love that. That guy's in a world of hurt.
Oh, yeah.
He sure is.
But Larry probably had no idea what he was talking to him about. So what are you sitting here for?
Larry did say at one point that something had happened on last night's show that he had not experienced in 50 years of broadcasting.
You heard an answer? Somebody was giving him one?
Well, maybe that was it.
Let's see here. We also have, we have some news on the Bean front.
Oh, what's this about?
As you know, Bean loves to blog.
Yeah, he does.
Well, who doesn't?
About insignificant things concerning, you know, ridiculous items.
Mm-hmm. Important things that the world needs to know, right?
And one blog? Not enough. Not enough.
Well, who needs two blogs?
Bean does. Concurrently. He's not going to stop one and start another. He's going to do them both at the same time.
But I don't understand.
Why not just throw it all into one?
Yeah.
Don't know. Especially consider no one's reading any of them.
It's not like a novel. You're limited to certain characters or something.
He needs a new site so that he can continue blogging now. Now he's got two full-time blogs.
Jeez, Bean, what is wrong with you?
Just saying.
You didn't say anything, actually.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. And he's very excited about it, by the way. He set a countdown on his other blog to his new blog. A countdown! 4 more days to the new blog.
Oh, my God.
So get a comfortable seat. Get ready.
Think of all the new readers I can get on my old blog when I start advertising it on my new blog.
Oh, my God.
Aren't you worried you're just going to dilute the pool? That you'll split up your people to the two blogs? You won't add anybody?
I'm just worried there's going to be some sort of a faction war where the old blog people are going to hate the new blog people. Then there's going to be drive-bys. That's my fear.
That's funny and all. As if there are old blog people or new blog people. That'd be you fighting yourself. Also on today's show, we have the Movie Beat because it is Wednesday before the long holiday.
Excellent.
Uh-huh.
We have Andrew Siciliano talking about football.
Yep.
Well, I think you may have missed it yesterday, but Ralph on the show, his Eagles are playing the New England Patriots this weekend. He was predicting the greatest upset in NFL history coming this weekend.
I did miss that. That would be a big one, too.
Yes, it certainly would.
Mike said yesterday when we came on that the spread was 23.5 points.
Wow.
Was the spread. Which, Mike, did you say was the largest regular season spread ever?
Yeah, it's the largest regular season.
And isn't the game in Philly?
No, I think it's in New England.
That's right. It is in New England. Yes.
23 points.
He'll be talking about that. And, of course, the Cowboys game is the Thanksgiving tradition and the Packers game. He'll be covering all of that. And it's a big college football weekend, too. So we always love catching up with Andrew Siciliano from the Red Zone on DirecTV.
Plus, we have LaQuisha talking about A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And we have your tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. We're going to draw some more names from the street team. Just make a call and give them away.
Nice.
I love that.
And we will announce our 10 finalists for Miss Double December.
Yay!
Give you a chance to start calling and voting. So that's what's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
And
we're going to take a break right now and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat. He's got that ready to go.
In addition to...
Oh, yeah, you forgot something.
I looked pretty
close. No. Today's...
Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan.
No.
We're going to catch up with Mr. Dylan about his new radio show, but there's more.
Thanks for reminding me.
And?
The Afro Line will be here.
It's the day before Thanksgiving,
what
did you,
Kevin. Nephew? We will do it near the end of the show,
A tradition on the day before Thanksgiving, and we are going to uphold
it. We have a tradition that can suck my ass.
If have you insist.
Can traditions do that?
I don't know. No, I don't believe so.
Yeah.
Say it. Say it.
Calling the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yes!
Exactly. Woo! Exactly.
I'm convinced, and I know you got, and I know it's very possible that I'm wrong, but I don't care. I'm convinced that none of you like it either. You just like to torture me. You know that I hate it.
What a sucker Kevin is.
There's no possible way you could enjoy it because it always goes horribly.
Aww. I enjoy it.
That makes
I
our,
love it.
That makes our calls, you know, out of the country look like, you know, Hall of Fame
home
stuff
runs.
For God's stuff. Yeah, compared.
Why don't you just refrain from judging now and see how it goes today? Yeah. Why don't you have an open mind?
See how it went the last 7 years, 8 years. Seen it every year. Always the same. Pretty consistent.
Well, this is the year we're going to win you over.
Sure.
You are the last holdout for
right.
that magic.
No, I'm sure I'll come right around. That should be good. All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Ralph is here on Wednesday morning. Got the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Hey, party people.
Ralph,
what's wrong?
Ralph, why are you down? What's going?
I'm not down.
What? I'm sorry.
I'm not down.
You sound down.
I'm not down.
You sound really upset. What's happening?
I'm just a little tired.
Oh, out late?
Van Halen last night. Van Halen. At the Staples Center.
Yeah.
Come on now with the come on.
Wow.
Good. How's your boyfriend Diamond Dave?
They rocked hard. They rocked, papered, and scissored that joint.
Wow.
That's how much they rocked.
Yeah.
What a great show. It was very, very entertaining. So, let's out a little late.
Has anyone ever been more gay than David Lee Roth?
You said that going in. You said you warned me about that. Yeah. I reject you totally.
How is that? That's not even up for debate.
There's a difference between gay and flamboyant and showmanlike. And, I mean, he prances about the stage.
Flamboyant and showmanlike, for the most part, go right along with gay.
Unless you're David Lee Roth and you're banging chicks all the time.
Yeah.
Then it doesn't really count. Mm. I mean, David Lee Roth used to, back in the 80s, wear like an assless spandex jumpsuit with no shirt on. I mean, he looked much gayer then than he does now. He wore like a giant cod piece on stage with like his ass hanging out of a spandex tights.
Dave,
now you think he's gay?
Dave Grohl had the same conversation with Kevin off the air about this and it was yelling at Kevin and he refuses to believe it.
Well.
He's like, what, you didn't believe he was gay in 84 with the assless pants and the cheese hair?
Well, what does Dave Grohl know about rock and roll, really, quite frankly?
True. Yeah. How does David Lee Roth address the tragic hair loss that he's experienced in recent years?
Let me tell you something. You wish you looked like David Lee Roth does.
Really?
Now. The guy is shredded, first of all.
Because that was his thing, was his big mane of hair back when he was a rock god.
Right,
now he's got it high and tight because he is balding, but he does the scissor kicks. He takes his shirt off and looks like he is ready to fight MMA. The guy's just ripped up and buff as hell, and Eddie looks great. Looks, you know, after he, now he's cleaned himself up and got some new teeth and whatnot, he looks terrific. But both those guys are just in amazing shape, and they still got the fat bassist. So it's just like Van Halen.
Poor Eddie's son. He's 16.
They just swapped one out. They had an old fat bassist. They brought a new fat bassist, but you don't lose a step there. And Alex Van Halen, one of the great rock drummers of all time.
Great drummer. Yeah,
really, people will overlook him. You know, there's a lot of people who talk about famous drummers, and he doesn't get a lot of mentions, but the guy is just incredible. I mean, it was a terrific show, just wall-to-wall hits.
Fantastic.
And wall-to-wall Jack Daniels, turns out, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Staples has a large supply of Jack Daniels.
Yes, they do.
Could have guessed.
They did. More than you can drink.
Almost. Almost.
So, who opened? Cinderella?
No, some BS reggae group. I don't remember. I just heard them sort of in the far distance. I was going, two more Jack Daniels! And I sort of heard
already
them in the
at
background.
That point.
I just wanted to get a good load on before they hit the stage. And
yeah.
It was good times.
Fantastic.
So, quite the show. Quite the show.
They sound perfect.
It is like better than the record
perfect.
It's creepy how good they sound some, you know, 25 years later or whatever. But yeah, good times. But I will be lackluster today,
shaky.
I'm predicting. Yes. So forgive me my future faux pas. Anyway, before I get into the showbiz news, I want to give you a heads up about a show that I think you will enjoy. We don't do a lot of theater talk here, unless it's Lisa.
Right.
True.
But I did give you the heads up about Point Break. Remember Point Break done live on stage?
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of our listeners went to that and said it was hilarious and they loved it. You ever see a movie called Santa Claus Conquers the Martians?
No,
but of course.
Widely considered one of the worst films ever made.
Oh, great.
It's horrible.
There is a theater company at the Maverick Theater in Fullerton that does this live on stage every year at Christmas. And apparently it's hilarious because they do it exactly as it is in the movie. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians at the Maverick Theater. It opens up on November the 23rd, plays all the way through December 30th. They do it every Christmas. So if you want to check it out, you can go to mavericktheater.com, and it's there on Walnut Avenue in Fullerton, California. You can check it out.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, it looks like it's a lot of fun and something you can do for the holidays. So there you go. Britney Spears has finally hired a driver. How about that?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
She's quick.
E! Online says that she has hired a driver to ferry her around Hollywood, especially when she's with her children. And she's also hired better security they claim, to help her out when she's got those constant throngs of paparazzi who are trying to get shots of her whenever she leaves the house. So,
yeah,
maybe she's coming around. Maybe she's coming around.
She is, for the most part, offered back, you know, exits to go out the back, and she refuses. She wants to walk through the photographers. So,
yeah,
to me, she's asking for it.
She's entrance only when it comes to the back.
Yeah, that is true.
Meanwhile, Brittany may have cleaned up her driving situation, but she's got more legal problems. Apparently, a Southern California real estate agent is suing Brittany for having left a $1.5 million condominium that she lived in briefly beyond repair.
What?
No kidding.
Yeah.
What do you have to do to that? Smash the walls?
What do you have to do to a place to make it unrentable beyond repair?
Like they have to burn it down?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Wow.
He said that the place was destroyed. He couldn't re-rent the property after Brittany and company moved out, so...
Does he elaborate?
He's upset. He does not elaborate, no.
Did she, like, smear poo on the walls or something? I mean, what are we talking about?
It's a story out of Life and Style magazine, so maybe you can pick that up and get all the details. Because I don't care that much. I don't care that much to give you details. I just don't.
He's tired.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the Brittany Federline battle, Kevin Federline just picked himself up a new gig. OK Magazine claims Federline will be hosting a party at the Las Vegas Club Tangerine for New Year's Eve. So if you want to say goodbye to 2007 and say hello to 2008 with K-Fed, that's where you want to go this year.
What a sucker Kevin is.
Yes, he is. Quite the loser.
You say that almost as if somebody would want to do that.
Kevin, don't you want to rock out with K-Fed for the new year?
Let me think about that. Nope.
You want to watch his balls drop?
Nope.
Oh!
Nope.
Or the ball drop or whatever happens on New Year's.
Rather sit by myself in my house.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anyone in Las Vegas with all the events that are going on New Year's Eve. I can't imagine there's one person out there who says, seriously, let's go to Tangerine because that's where K-Fed is.
Let's rock out with K-Fed at Tange. What do you say? Everybody hop in the limo. Look, if you go to Vegas on New Year's, you get what you deserve.
Yeah.
Across the board. Ah, congratulations to all the 7 surviving munchkins who were on hand for the unveiling of their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday.
Yeah.
No one's gonna
Can we make friends with the midgets, people? Can't we make friends? Can't we extend the olive branch and wish them well?
Well,
especially the old midgets who aren't nearly as scary.
That advice may have been a little more helpful 2 weeks ago before the whole dust up.
Before Midget Gate broke out. Yeah.
Apparently 124 little people were used in the film, the original film back in 1939, and only 7 are left now.
How about maybe the Hollywood Star Walk of Fame Committee, whatever they're called, maybe they should have thought of this. Maybe more of them would be alive to enjoy it.
Well, you don't want more than 7 midgets hanging around. It's just creepy. So they wanted to wait till they got to a manageable level. Imagine all 24 of them running around, raping and pillaging like they were wanting to do.
Yeah, that's what they do.
They don't do that.
Ran a little movie called Under the Rainbow, my friend, and watch them rape and pillage.
Wow. Exactly. Yeah. Was Snow White out there at the ceremony as well?
See, because there's 7 little people and Snow White has 7 dwarves. I said it. I meant it. I'm here to represent it.
Word.
And another one drinks the Kool-Aid.
Oh, no.
Usher has apparently been converted to Scientology.
Oh, no.
By his new wife, Tamika.
Well, I hope he's got a lot of money.
According to MediaTakeout.com, Usher's in training to become a Scientologist. And apparently Usher has also made Tom Cruise a director of his New Look Foundation, which is his charitable organization that helps poor communities in the United States. So there's already some crossbreeding going off.
There. Excellent.
Yeah. Just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. I don't know what will happen in that time, but something's going to happen.
Something bad.
I know it's just a matter of it. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we?
All right.
You know that Jenna Malone, the beautiful and talented Jenna Malone?
Yeah.
Actress?
Sure.
From Saved, Life is a House. She's 23 years old today. Actor-director Harold Ramis.
Yeah.
You know what movie Harold Ramis was in, Kevin?
That would be Ghostbusters.
That's right. Your favorite movie of all time.
Yep.
He is 63 years old today. Also a very talented director, too. Directed Groundhog Day, one of my favorite Bill Murray comedies. Goldie Hawn is 62 years old today, and boy, is she not aging well.
No. She had trouble with her face.
I thought she was for a long time.
She was. She held on. And then she just crashed and burned. I don't know what happened.
Wow.
But Brian Ritchie of the Violent Femmes is 47 years old today. Of course, his daughter Nicole is about to give birth any minute now.
Actually,
so we wish them all the best.
Different Ritchie. Lionel. Her dad is Lionel Ritchie. Right.
Nicolette Sheridan turns 44 years old. She, from the... from the cast of Desperate Housewives. Was that an oy vey I heard in the back?
Yes.
Wow. When Mike gets all Jewish up in your ass, you know that something bad's going on.
Expletive Jews.
And singer Bjork is...
Yes!
Woo! Is 42
by the
years
way,
old today.
I want her so
you
much.
You might like her singing, but for God's sakes, that many bells?
No. You gotta
she's
take
so
back.
Hot.
Take them
she's
back.
She's so hot.
Take them
such
back.
A
she's
sexy
not.
Woman.
She's not.
She is.
She's a freakish little gnome.
And by the way, imagine the crazy things she's doing in the bedroom. She's Bjork, for
nothing.
God's sake.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, come
thank
on.
You. Thank
that
you.
Hurts.
Thank you rescinding those.
She I screams appreciate. When she sings. What must she do when she has sex?
She doesn't do anything because I got my hands around her throat. That's what. That's what she does. A lot of nothing. You got me?
Yeah.
I said it. I meant it. I'm here to represent it.
That's right.
What the hell?
Beautiful, huh?
What's that even music? That's like the stuff they play at intermission between two movies or something when you're going out to the theater to get some popcorn.
That's what they use at Guantanamo.
Torture lovers.
Instead
so
of
much.
Waterboarding?
Yeah.
You get Bjork boarded? It's even worse. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
First off, let's welcome our old friend Bob Dylan back to the show. Bob, as you know, has a satellite radio show called the... first of all, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
What's your show called? I always get it wrong, that show you're doing on the satellite.
Bob Dylan, old time, rub and tug, happy ending hour.
Doesn't sound familiar to me.
Bob Dylan, old general store, country time lemonade.
Mm. I thought there was theme time in it. Isn't that what you do, is you play a bunch of songs that are all related somehow?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, that's the one. All right. Well, how are you doing this morning? What are you up to, Bob? You got plans for the holidays?
Oh, yeah. Going to get a turkey and turkey fast hand and turn with a game and baby Tina and then put in the gold and succotash.
I got succotash. That's about it. But that's pretty good.
Yeah. Thanksgiving dinner.
Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, of course. That's what we're all looking forward to for tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. Eating tonight. Die.
Now, you don't make it, do you?
Yeah.
You make it.
I kill you that one, too. And then I get the end of it, get a turkey, and I call the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
How dare you?
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, no laughing. You got that part wrong.
Bob, do you have a special theme time radio hour planned for the holiday?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Funny you should ask.
Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's a bean time radio show. I was playing a song that I was doing when the whole thing was holiday. And this is his thing.
Things?
Say again?
This week's theme is fang.
Fang?
Fang.
Fangs.
But all we already passed, why would you fang?
My fangs. Fang.
Fame.
Fang.
Fame.
Theme. Only one song about fang.
Theme.
Say it again, Bob. We're not getting it. I'm sorry.
Pain.
Pain.
What?
Okay, pain. I got it.
B-A-A-N-A-S. Banks.
Banks?
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 Banks.
Banks? Oh, is it thanks?
Oh,
like
yeah.
In Thanksgiving?
Banks.
Oh.
Wow.
Thanks. I'm sorry. We didn't hear that
I
at
thought
all.
You were saying thanks.
Did you get thanks out of that?
Thanks. I'm just not on my nose.
Oh.
That's not good.
All right. So songs of gratitude.
Wait, you have a guy named Omar with you?
Yeah,
you
go, Bob. Thank you, Omar.
So weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's not everywhere. It's
okay, we don't need to hear about that.
Next week's theme, snot.
That I heard.
But then we sing, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the songs, the stories, everything has to revolve around that title.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
Okay, like
here's
what kind of songs are you going to be
playing? This one's going to love it. Old time, but it's classic.
Thank you for being here. Yeah. Thanks. Down the road and again.
Isn't that the theme from the Golden Girls?
Yeah.
You're playing that on your radio show?
Yeah. Golden
okay.
Girls theme hour.
That's not what it's called.
No.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, so thanks is the theme, and I did have the word thank you.
Yeah. This one's from Fallout Boy.
Thanks for the memory. Thanks for the memory.
Yeah. Oh, they're gay. It's okay. And this is a class one. You didn't find out from this one, or it's an alien.
Not so bad.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you, sir. Yeah, from Dido. Okay, that's a good one.
Hey, Bob, when you sing these days, do you hear the song as it was written?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
Mm.
Really hard to understand. Yeah. Sorry.
Thank you, India.
All right, I got it.
That's painful.
Yeah.
That hurts.
You do a pretty spot on Alanis there, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, call India and say, thank you.
Nope, done that. Not funny. Right.
And then that's the good. Greatest Thanksgiving song ever. Then the thanks and the theme.
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
Where did you hear
that?
Turkey Thanksgiving.
Where did you hear this song?
Gobble, gobble. Thanksgiving cooks outside my window.
Come on.
Thanksgiving cooks behind the tree.
Bob.
I wish they could be, but I can't find them for the life of me. And it's Thanksgiving cooks outside my window pane.
It's a little unseemly to have the great Bob Dylan clucking like a turkey right now.
No kidding. Bob.
Thanksgiving cooks outside my window.
Yeah.
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 That's what you're playing on your show right there, Bob.
So that's your big hit right there.
Oh, I got a little satellite radio.
That's going to be the one that brings it home.
That's right. And giblets.
What? What did you say?
It's giblets.
Oh, good. I thought you said something else. All right.
And happy holidays to you as well, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Ah, I'm so hungover.
See it, touch it, take it with you. Staples. That was easy. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
I like that see it, touch it, take it with you, Lisa. That's awesome.
I bet you do.
So last night I tuned into the Larry King show to see Dr. Jan Adams, who's the doctor who's been in the news and all over Harvey Levin's TMZ.com. Hey, Harvey, how are you this morning?
Hang on, sorry, I didn't have him up. Harvey, hi.
Oh.
Hi, Harvey.
Hi, guys.
And Larry gets on and he says, I've been in broadcasting for 50 years. This has never happened to me before. The guest is in the green room deciding whether to come on or not because he said, and I know you saw it, Harvey, you reported, he said that he had received a letter from the West family threatening him if he went on the show, right?
Yeah. You know, it doesn't make any sense.
What doesn't?
It doesn't make any sense. The West family may say to him, you can't come on the show, and fair enough, and he shouldn't have talked about the West case. But the fact is that there's a lot of other stuff that has nothing to do with Dr. West, or rather with the death of Dr. West, that would have prevented him from talking about, for example, his 13 malpractice lawsuits, his DUI convictions, the fact that the medical board's trying to revoke his license, the fact that he's been accused of sexual battery, the fact that his ex-wife got a restraining order because of violence, and other things. So there was a lot that he could have talked about without ever mentioning the word West.
Why would he want to talk about any of that stuff, though?
Well, I talked to him. I mean, I think I told you guys that a week ago Monday, when all of this thing started to unfold, he actually got on the phone with me. And I'm telling you, it was the craziest 15-minute conversation. And he said things to me then about the West case. And he told me what he thought it might have been.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so he was talking. And, you know, this guy likes to talk. He likes being on TV. And I think it's almost this kind of push-pull where... Yeah, if I were his lawyer, I would have advised him stay away from that set.
Yeah,
but absolutely. I don't think he can help himself. But as long as, you know, whatever decision he made, don't you think you would make it before the cameras are on you?
Yeah, you would.
Well,
think that,
and that was what was remarkable about it. And Larry had a panel of other people to comment, so he filled out the rest of the hour talking to, you know, Access Hollywood and people and stuff like that. But I want to play it. It runs a little over a minute, Harvey, and I know you've got a minute we can wait here. I'm going to play the clip of Dr. Adams on Larry King last night. You'll see how bizarre it was that he showed up to say he wasn't going to be there.
And we now welcome to Larry King Live Dr. Jan Adams, the plastic surgeon who performed plastic surgery on the late Donda West, and understand you want to say something.
Yeah, Larry, I what I really want to say is I want to thank you for this opportunity.
By the way, how is that a black guy? I mean, seriously, come on.
Basically, I had come here to talk about things in the press that aren't accurate about me. But I have a tremendous amount of love and respect for the West family, and they've asked me not to go on. And I've said from the very beginning, I don't have a side in this. They are my side. And so I'm going to respect their wishes. And I'm going to apologize to you because I think I'm taking up your airtime. But I will not be on the show and I will not discuss any of that. I'm going to honor their wishes, okay?
Meaning you won't answer any questions about anything?
None.
All right, then how will, when you ever answer questions, I mean, what, where does this go?
Well, I will talk with them.
Mrs. West.
I will talk with them. When they're comfortable, then I'll be comfortable. If they're never comfortable, then I'll never be comfortable. They are what's important to me. I said that from the start.
Sure.
And that's what I'll continue to honor.
Then just a few things having nothing to do with them. Don't you want to speak out?
No.
You don't want to?
No.
Now he takes off his microphone, stands up.
All right. But you came here to speak out.
And walked
off?
That's
correct. But I'm going to honor their wishes.
And walks right off. Now, what is he talking about, Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, when he says that there are things that have been reported in the press that are not true?
Well, I don't know, because I can tell you for an absolute fact about the malpractice cases. I can tell you for an absolute fact the medical board's going after his license. I can tell you for an absolute fact about the DUIs, absolute fact about the sexual battery allegations, absolute fact about everything we published. So I'd like to hear it, too. Now, there's a report today by people that he talked to them recently and basically blamed the malpractice suits on his patients, that he made a bad choice of patients.
Wow.
Brilliant.
He should get take that chutzpah and bottle it and
no
sell
kidding.
It.
He needs to be an actor.
Now, is Kanye's family going to sue this doctor for, I mean, did he, as far as you can tell in your investigation, Harvey, is he responsible for the death of Donda West, or was it something that was unavoidable?
Look, I can't tell you. I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV even. But I will say this. Another doctor several months earlier would not perform the surgery because he said she had a condition that made her a candidate for having a heart attack on the operating table. So
right.
He said, get a note from an internist. She never did. And he ended up, and he was pissed. When I talked to him, he was pissed. He called that other doctor sleazy. And I'm not even sure why he said that. But when I talked to him on the phone, he was pissed that the other doctor had said this. But we know that Dr. Adams performed the surgery. I'm told it should have been a four-hour operation. It took 8 hours.
Wow.
He sent her home rather than to a recovery center, and she died the next day. So, you know, should he have sent her to a recovery center? You know, I think ultimately that may be for a jury to decide.
Does it rub anyone else wrong that this is the guy who did this, and she died under his care, and now he's saying he's respecting the wishes of the family?
Yes.
Like he's on their side?
Yes.
What the hell?
Well, but, you know, hey, guys, the to me, the really big thing is, and we've been pushing this on the website and the TV show every single day, where the hell is Oprah and NBC?
Oh, yes.
They put him on TV. He is not a board-certified doctor. You don't have to be board-certified in plastic surgery to perform plastic surgery.
Right.
But it's a quality control. Yeah. And a lot of people think that doctors who are not board certified should not be on TV. So they end up, you know, Oprah puts him on. That's like the good housekeeping stamp of approval.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
We've been calling Oprah every single day. We've been calling NBC, who put him on the other half, every day to find out, do you think you made a mistake? Should you be doing board certified only? Do you think this doctor, now that you know, that maybe you didn't do proper background checks? And they're pretending like it doesn't exist. And we're going to do this every single day with them.
Good for you. And by the way, the Dr. Adams works out of a van. I mean, he does all of his surgeries in the back of the van. I don't know if you guys knew that or not, but that to me, that's just... All right, in our remaining moments, Harvey, you guys broke another story yesterday that most of our listeners have not yet heard about, unless they're obsessive TMZ.comers like we are, and that's the story involving Dennis Quaid and his newborns. Can you tell us about that briefly?
Yeah, I mean, it's just an it's such a horrible story. We have some sources over at Cedars, and what happened was he had twins on November 8th, and they were premature, and it was a surrogate birth, and they were in the hospital, and on Sunday night, they were supposed to be given this drug called heparin, which is an anticoagulant that kind of prevents clots and clears out IVs.
Right.
10 units is what they're supposed to get.
Right.
We were told that by accident, one of the technicians put the wrong medicine in the wrong place, and a nurse picked it up and then gave it to the kids. Instead of 10 units, they gave the kids 10,000 units.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
So I'm told they started to bleed out on Sunday night. They are now in the neonatal intensive care unit. They told us that the babies are stable, and Cedars issued a statement saying the babies are going to be okay. I've heard it's more serious than that from somebody else.
Wow.
But it's just like, it's just, and there were, we were told that there were 13 other people in the hospital who had the same kind of problem where they gave them the mistaken doses on Sunday. Cedars issued a statement to us last night saying it was only four. But, I mean, this is really
That
scary.
Seems like four too many.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like
four, sure does.
Four addition, in addition to the two kids.
Right.
But wow. I'm being told there were more.
Well, we know you got to go to your morning meeting. We'll see some of that tonight on TMZ TV, which airs at 6:30 on Channel 11. I hope you're going to take a little bit of time off over the Thanksgiving holiday and not just sit out in front of Britney's house all weekend, Harvey.
I am, but you know what? Tomorrow on the show, by the way,
yeah,
we have our Turkey Awards, and it's very entertaining, actually.
I like it,
and it's and we won't even come in to do it because we celebrated Thanksgiving early here.
I got to tell you, that's one of the things that that I like about Harvey's show is that he's the only one that's not a suck up. All of
that's
these
right.
shows have to, you know, spin everything positively just to make sure they keep getting access.
Well,
not Harvey.
You know, and guys, just so you know, on the Thanksgiving show, I do not appear as Harvey Levin. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, no.
If you're in a pilgrim suit, I'm there, man. Count me in.
Are you in a skit?
You got to see this.
Oh, Harvey's gone bye-bye.
But we'll be watching it.
Just stay, you know, stay away from that costume place because it was stinky.
Wow.
Oh. Well, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Harvey. We appreciate you coming on. Talk to you soon.
Guys.
Bye-bye. Thank
Bye.
You, Mike. Bye now. Now it's time for this.
Beans blog. No one gives a fuck.
I'll have you know that since I started blogging again, Kevin, at stronglywordedletter.com.
Blah, blah, blah. Millions of visitors, blah, blah.
I am getting over 1,000 a day, though, which sure. I think is nice.
And by 1,000 a day, you mean Frank, your friend, and Marty, who you pay to check it 500 times a day.
I mean, I get 1,000 different people a day checking out my blog at stronglywordedletter.com. Clearly there are people out there who enjoy it, even if you don't.
I am going to call BS on that based on no information except for what's on your blog. today, happy Thanksgiving, and then you show a plate of Thanksgiving food.
Yeah.
Right.
And
now I'm going to read to you the first paragraph underneath that. You tell me if 1,000 people a day are going to see this. Menu analysis prepared by American Council on Science and Health staff, directors, and scientific advisors, with technical assistance from Dr. Ruth Kava, Director of Nutrition, and Dr. Leonard Flynn, Scientific Consultant.
Okay. Great.
Now, and then, Psycho Mike will appreciate what today the topic is of today's blog.
And then he lists, 500 items that you could eat for Thanksgiving. List
and
one
what,
after
what
another.
What the calories are, something?
Cream of mushroom soup.
No, list what the chemicals are that are in each of them.
Ah.
That's what it is.
On
like,
for 5-10 pages.
You look at your cherry tomatoes and you don't know that you're actually eating benzylhydin, caffeic acid, hydrogen peroxide, quercetin, glycidines, and stuff like that. I mean,
sure,
it's just, it's interesting to see what's in the food.
No, not really, because, you know, I'm just speaking for myself now. I don't know what any of that is.
Yeah.
And somehow I've lived my entire life without knowing what that is and panicking, so I think I'm good.
Am I supposed to not eat a cherry tomato now?
No, absolutely. It's interesting to me. Look, I eat all this stuff too, guys. It's just interesting to me to see what's in the food that you never think about. That's what I enjoy about the blog is the opportunity to explore things that you don't ordinarily see or hear about that I think are interesting.
But do you know what that stuff is?
There's if you go down further, you'll see a listing of what everything is and some more information about what each chemical is, which, again, that's the type of thing to me. Now, that just happens to be today's topic because,
right,
you know, we're heading into the Thanksgiving holiday. But
dude, that seems like a lot of work for me.
Yeah.
First, I have to go through and I have to see all of these different foods and all the chemicals. And I have to look up the chemicals and then I have to see what the chemicals do.
And then you it doesn't matter anyway. I was going to eat it anyway.
Of course I was. I'm not going to not eat it.
Well, again, that's just one day. But yesterday was, escalator etiquette. It was something completely different. And then Monday was talking about the love and the time of cholera.
Tell me about escalator etiquette, Bean. What do we need to know about that that's so important you had to blog it?
What are we doing so wrong?
I think you should go to stronglywordedletter.com and you should read it for all about yourself. Look, there's a reason I have a blog is because this is the stuff you don't want me to put on the radio. I thought you would be supportive of this idea.
Except for you've turned back to your old habit of saying, hey, I read on my blog today to introduce it to us.
Yes.
People on an escalator, you stand on the right and walk on the left.
Really? What a surprise.
A lot of people seem to not know that. I don't know if you've been Christmas shopping in the mall lately, Kevin, but people don't seem to have gotten that memo that that's the proper way to be on an escalator.
Right.
Here's what it says. If you're not going to climb the stairs under your own power, you should park yourself on the right side of the escalator
step. Beans blog, no one gives a fuck.
See, here's the point you're missing, though, Bean. Don't care.
If you mean to walk up and down yourself, you should do that on the left, passing the people on the right.
Right. Don't care.
Why don't people know that?
It doesn't matter, and you're not going to change it. So you just, if they're on the left, you pass on the right. No big deal.
Here's the problem, though. Only 1,000 people read your blog. How is it going to change anything? Well, you're not going to see one bit of difference when you go to the mall.
It's word of mouth, though, is what it is. It starts here and then spreads there. That's what happens.
It doesn't spread anywhere.
People are embarrassed they read your blog. They don't tell anyone else.
They read your blog so they can fall asleep. They're not out there trying to change the world with the etiquette. Come on, for God's sakes. What are the pictures of ice cream? Why do you have pictures of ice cream?
Well, if you read what it says.
I don't want to read what it says because it's unimportant.
Are there chemicals in the ice cream?
No, it's not that. Again, completely different. I was disappointed to see that the holiday edition peppermint and eggnog ice cream from Dreyer's is out. No pumpkin ice cream in my local supermarket. Where the hell's the pumpkin ice cream? We're running out of holiday here.
Jeez. Now, I guess because I've known you for a long time, I can understand that you would be interested in that. But don't you have anything in your mind that says, while I may be interested in this, not necessarily going to, you know, meet with the reader's approval?
It sparked a very spirited debate about holiday ice cream flavors in the comment section of the blog that day. I will tell you that there were people who were invested enough in the topic to spend their time writing
about
it.
All of those people need to be thrown out of our country.
They're clearly terrorists.
They're terrorists. They need to go to some kind of island where they can just blog each other to death.
So because they don't feel exactly as you do on this topic, they shouldn't be allowed to live in America.
No. I'm saying because they don't feel like 99.999% of America.
But see, this is what's beautiful about the internet, is that you can narrowcast. You can have sites that are only interesting to people who enjoy that type of entertainment.
Is it possible that it's too narrow? Is it possible that you could open it up a little more and perhaps interest a person or two? See, here's the thing about Bean's blog that kills me. He doesn't pepper in the important stuff or the good stuff. He doesn't do that. It's all about the minutiae that no one cares about.
Bean's blog, no one gives a fuck.
So that's why I found it funny yesterday when Bean said, "Hey, guys, I'm starting another blog."
Yeah.
Because this blog that he's working on every day, where he seems to have endless time to write about why they don't have a certain kind of ice cream.
Yes.
Or what you're eating when you're eating your food for Thanksgiving that you don't really care about. You don't really know what it is. He's got all that time. Not enough time to cover his other topic in his new blog.
Dean, who needs two blogs?
I'm sure many of our listeners have two blogs. By the way, if I had time, I'd have more. But I'm very busy, you know. Doing research on Edmund Fitzgerald stuff for this blog doesn't allow me all the time I want for the other blog. So it's really going to be a balancing act, I got to tell you.
Okay, but your first blog doesn't really have a theme.
Nor does anyone.
So you're all over the place with it. So why can't you just put in whatever you're putting in your second blog in your first
blog? Your first one is at stronglywordedletter.com. Almost, with maybe one exception, no strongly worded letters at all. What difference does it make? It's just a giant umbrella. Put it under that.
But people already think of me as the strongly worded letter guy. That's an easy name for people to remember. And I do also put I just posted a strongly worded letter to the Toyota company, for instance, a few days ago. So I do actually write strongly worded letters and post in there because that is the right place.
I would like to go back just for one second, if you don't mind, and say, you really think that people know you as the strongly worded letter guy?
I am the strongly worded letter guy, yes.
And you think people know that about you?
I think I need some sort of a superhero suit. I could be strongly worded letter man. I could swoop down into any situation and type out a quick letter.
Strongly worded letter man who writes insignificant emails about ridiculously minutiae, ridiculously small, unimportant things.
But my new blog does have a focus, and it is going to be it's going to stand on its own. You don't have to be a stronglywordedletter.com fan to enjoy christmasmusiceveryday.com.
For God's sakes. So Bean has Christmas Music Every Day. That's his new blog.
That's my new blog. And that debuts tomorrow. So I'm very excited.
Christmas
I appreciate the opportunity.
Every day.
What?
Now, you might say to yourself, Bean, Lisa, Kevin. I'm guessing if it's Christmas music every day, you know, that's a month-long project starting about now.
Well, it couldn't be any more than that.
No, it's year-round. It's going to be a year-round. It's going to be a year-round full-time because see,
January,
that's the whole point.
February, March, April, May.
Are you kidding?
A new You guys know I love Christmas music, and you know that I listen to Christmas music year-round, and I enjoy sharing Christmas music with people. And there are a lot of other people out there who are, dare I say it, Christmas music enthusiasts.
Oh no!
So that starts tomorrow, and I know you'll be checking back.
Will you please? I'm begging you now. Please let us all in on the I find this funny because nobody would possibly be interested in this stuff. So the fact that I'm writing about it is ironic.
Just admit it once.
Just say it
that
once.
That's not the case at all.
Just say it. Make us feel better.
It's not true. I'm not going to lie. It's not true. I do think that there are people that are interested. I enjoy writing about it, and there are a certain number of people who enjoy reading about it. That's the whole point of blogging. That's why anybody blogs.
I just think we have too much bandwidth. I just think we just need to cut out blogs. You know what I'm going to start? I'm going to start super boring blogs, and I'm going to start putting entries in from all over.
Excellent.
Basically,
I can just an unlimited amount of entries.
Just cut and paste.
Yeah,
just put the whole thing on mine. Different heading.
Were you wearing a T-shirt last week, Kevin, that said more people read this T-shirt than read your blog?
No, it says no one cares about your blog.
Oh, that's what it was. T-shirt.
Yeah, and I think that's especially true about Christmas music every
Beans.
Day.
Beans. Second.
Blog Beans.
Second.
Blog Beans.
Second.
Blog Beans.
Second.
Blog Beans.
Second.
Blog Beans.
Second.
Blog
Beans. Wow.
Beans.
Second.
Blog Beans.
Second.
Blog no one
still
gives a f-
We spared no expense.
No, but yeah, that's...
Boo!
Boo is
that's
right.
That's what I have to say.
Boo.
How dare you?
Boo.
How dare you?
Boo.
You don't get a Christmas music every day T-shirt from me then.
Wow.
I'm
that's
going to
crush us. How do we live?
Beans.
Second.
Blog Beans.
Second.
Blog no one
still
gives a f***.
KRQ FM passing Los Angeles, unveiling Miss Double December 2008 contestants for you coming up after the news at 7. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday morning.
I'm not saying that this year's winner will be the best winner we've ever had.
Right.
Because I in no way mean to disrespect our previous winners.
Because we've had great ones.
The previous six Miss Double Decembers have all been lovely and special in their own unique way.
Yeah.
But I think this may be the best batch of 10 we've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. I got to say, it was difficult.
As a gaggle. I think the level of the quality has just really topped out this year.
Excellent.
So congratulations to all of you.
A lot of cc's of silicone on that page, KREC.com, that we'll be unveiling in a moment.
You see, you have to say it like it's some disparaging comment. You have to
not at all.
Address them that it's CC again.
Or it's super sterile. There's something sexy about it.
No. Yeah. How about a lot of just beautiful, bountiful bosoms?
Absolutely. That is true as well.
A lot of CCs.
I make no distinction whether they're
CCs of plastic are good.
I don't make a distinction
CCs
whether they're
of
real
sailing,
or fake.
My new blog, ccsofsailing.com. What is a CC?
Freaking blogger. Here's a tragic story. Did you hear about Dennis Quaid's twins?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what
just,
a nightmare.
Just spoke with Harvey about that a few minutes ago,
brutal.
Ralph. It is an awful story.
I'm moving on. Actress Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Well, people may not have heard it, Ralph.
Has given her husband, Freddie Prinze, a very special fifth wedding anniversary present.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
She changed her name. She is now Sarah Michelle Prinze.
Wow. Well, that's disappointing.
Guess after 5 years, she said, maybe I'll stick around. So now, Sarah Michelle Prinze.
Doesn't have a ring to it.
Anything? Anyone?
Nope.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gay. Okay.
You know who else is in love? Amy Winehouse with her husband, Blake Fielder Civil. Blake Fielder Civil. He's currently behind bars, charged with attempting to tamper with a court case involving a drug conviction. And Amy's been very public about how she's pining away for him, apparently at a recent concert in Glasgow, Scotland.
Yeah.
She said, I'm going to send him a bouquet of flowers, and I want everyone here to send Blake a red rose. And then she gave out the address of the Pentonville prison where he's currently incarcerated.
So romantic.
Screw you. I pay a ticket to hear you sing. I don't have to send your freaking loser husband a flower, okay?
He's in jail.
Just rock. David Lee Roth didn't ask me to send anybody flowers last night.
No.
He just rocked. That's all he did.
Yeah.
He had a giant inflatable microphone. He's going, like a big penis. It was awesome. Rocked. My wife was so pleased because I'm usually the guy who gets cool things. Like, I take tickets for cool events and stuff because of the nature of my work.
Right.
It has nothing to do with me. But she rarely gets a chance to treat me to something cool.
And so her hookup was?
last night she hooked us up with tickets for Van Halen through her work. She was invited by some people that she works with that to go to one of the suites in the Staples Center.
Very nice.
Food spread and the booze and the whole nine yards.
Best.
So she was so thrilled that she could get me to do that. It was with PricewaterhouseCooper, the accounting firm. It was their suite.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. You have not rocked till you rock with the auditors.
They know how to party, right?
1099! Woo! Oh, accountants rock. Oh, they're nuts.
Yeah, they go crazy.
Dude, they all had the calculators and stuff, and they were calculating how many songs they were doing. They kept a running spreadsheet. It's insane.
Is there some sort of a turf war going on between the dividers and the multipliers, though, to get that all sorted out?
Forget about it. Then they start cracking out the long division, and everybody's head explodes.
Oh, man.
But, no, actually, they were a great group of people, but still, it's good times. You know, wasn't there last night? Disappointed me. David Hasselhoff.
Oh, how come?
I don't know. I thought that kind of event would bring out the Hoff.
You would think,
I was
right?
Looking everywhere for him. Didn't see him.
It's time to hassle the Hoff.
Hoff.
Maybe he's busy celebrating. Apparently, the Hollywood Reporter says that David's in talks to play, once again, Michael Knight. The character he played in the original hit TV show Knight Rider.
Yeah, that's with the talking car.
Yeah, Kit.
Yeah.
Come on, Kit. Let's go. He is, you know, they're remaking that TV series.
Right.
About Michael's son, who never knew his father, but somehow ends up with Kit and starts fighting crime. So Hasselhoff might have a cameo as the father of the new character, Mike Tracer.
Oh, come on.
The new character, by the way.
Really?
Yes, the new character's name will be Mike Tracer.
Really?
Shouldn't they call him Tracer Rider, then, if that's the character's name? Is that really the Knight Rider, anyway?
Yeah.
This is a mess.
The Knight Rider.
Ralph, I am embarrassed to admit this, but I've never seen the Knight Rider
show. Oh, don't
worry
about it.
What?
No,
well, you know, there's a lot of shows I missed in my non-TV years, but did he invent this car that talks? I mean, he built it, and it was a one-of-a-kind thing, or what?
No, he worked for the foundation that was fighting crime, and they came up with it, and they plucked him out because he was a cop who supposedly died or something. They faked his death, and they put him undercover as the...
It was one of the worst shows
It was
ever.
One of the greatest shows ever.
But greatest because of how bad it was.
Turbo Kit!
Right?
What could the car do beyond talk? Did it have weapons in it? Or
yes.
Could it fly?
Almost. It had the turbo. It would hit the turbo jets and it would, you know, jump really far.
Dude, seriously?
Nursing Knight Rider?
Oil slick? Smoke screen? It was controlled by remote control through Michael Knight's watch, so if you ever needed him, if he was in a bad situation.
Kit, come here, I need you.
Boom, here it comes.
Are you guys aware that you're talking this excitedly about, what is it, Michael? What do you need?
Why you can, like, see through walls and stuff, and had x-rays and everything.
Michael, damn. I think those people are behind that wall.
Thanks, Kit.
This is a mess.
Greatest show ever.
Sounds like I missed out.
You did miss out.
Okay.
Instead of home spanking it to Love American Style, you should be watching man shows, all right?
I didn't know.
Oh, freaking blogger.
What?
Put that in your blog. You never saw Knight Rider.
I was asking because I didn't know. I'm interested in the topic. I'm not well-versed enough in Knight Rider to play along with you guys, so now I know what I'm talking about.
Let's get out of here, Kit.
All right, Michael. Let's go. Michael,
it's
I don't
no Speed
like
Racer,
this.
Though, right?
It's better than Speed Racer because it had the Hoff.
Better because it was worse, though, right? I mean,
wrong.
That's what we're talking about.
Better because it was
better.
We're
talking about so bad it comes around being good again.
In this case, no, sir. Wrong.
Oh, you're high.
Knight Rider ruled. And then he had an evil twin, Knight Rider. Remember that? The twin, it was Hasselhoff with a goatee. He was like his evil twin. And they had a car and they race.
Yeah, are we still talking about that?
Dude, I'm gonna do a whole segment on Knight Rider next time.
On your podcast?
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor-director Harold Ramis. Originally got his start with the SCTV crowd and went on to be a very popular film director. He's 63 years old today. Actress Goldie Hawn turned 62. Brian Ritchie, bassist for the Violent Femmes, is 47 years old today. Nicolette Sheridan from Desperate Housewives is 44. Jenna Malone, beautiful and talented actress from Saved and Life as a House. She is 23. And Bjork turns 42 years old today.
Oh, you love her.
And I think you're all on my side when I say Bjork.
Because, how dare you?
She's a twisted little gnome who has no business living.
Oh, hurts me when you do that.
Hurts my ears, I know that much.
Hurts us when you do that.
Yeah.
She's 42, and she's a freak.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I love the Mouse, you know. That's Modest Mouse on K-Rock playing night number 2, December 9th at the Gibson Amphitheater of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007. We're going to be giving away tickets to that show, all the great bands on the bill that night, in about 10 minutes or so. We're going to make a phone call to a K-Rock Street Team member and just give them free tickets. Just, like, take the pressure off. They don't have to start worrying about December 6th when the tickets go on sale. They already got them.
That'd be sweet.
Just say,
it?
Hey, want to go? And they'll say, yep. And we'll say, okay.
Yep.
That's as easy as it gets. You have to be a Street Team member to buy tickets this year. That is new, but it is free to register. It takes less than a minute. You can do all that and get all the details about the on sale at krock.com. I guess it's time for the big announcement. It's time for the unveil.
Miss Double D, finalists, the final 10.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Nice moment.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Boobs.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Let me start by saying thank you to all of the many, many contestants that took the time to upload a photo and fill out the questionnaire. I think we had more Miss Double December potential contestants than any other previous year.
I think so, too, yeah.
Great, great turnout. And as Ralph was just saying a moment ago, I think it was off air, an incredible top 10. I mean, maybe the best top 10 we've ever had.
And that's all good, right? So we're going to announce the top 10 now, and then you're going to get to start voting.
Okay.
And I believe next week the contestants are going to come in and start showing off their talents, so to speak. And we'll put video up online that you can also check out and vote.
Excellent.
Okay. All right. Now, are you advising people to not vote now and instead wait till they see the video and then vote then? Or what should they do?
It's up to them. We are putting the pictures up today. So if you want to vote on the picture, I suppose you could do that too. But finalist number 1 is Kelly. She's 28 from Costa Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
She loves Nine Inch Nails' song, I Want to F You Like an Animal. That's good.
Sure.
Her talent is moving her pectoral muscles while eating popcorn.
Oh. Psycho Mike, how aroused are you right now?
So wet.
Number 2 is Tawny, 28 from Buena Park. Tawny Young. She's a bartender, which is fantastic because she knows how to pour.
Yep.
The power that she would like to have would be the power to bitch slap dumb people no matter where she is.
I like that.
Okay. And the other talent is, I could put my fist in my mouth. I'm popular.
Oh, I hope that's the talent she's going to be showing us in studio next week.
I believe that we will insist on that as well, yes. So that's 2. Number 3 is Cassidy, 21, from Newport Park.
Yes.
Newberry Park.
She says Brad Pitt's very sexy, but she would rather be stranded on an island with Tom Hanks because he probably picked up a thing or two when filming the movie.
Castaway.
Okay. It's a little nutty, but okay.
I like it.
She'd like to become invisible whenever she wanted.
Mm.
She can dance. She can dirt bike ride. She can wakeboard.
Okay.
And
by the way, she takes a pretty good photograph, too.
And she's an amazing lip syncer. So she's
okay.
She's struck. She's got it all. Number 4 is Drea, 21, San Dimas.
Yeah.
Come on.
An emergency medical tech, which would be good to have at all of our events.
Absolutely.
She says, I'm a badass lip syncer. This is her biggest talent is lip syncing, which is fantastic.
That'd be fun.
So that's, let's see, what is that, number 4?
Mm-hmm. That's number 4, right?
Number 5 is Cassandra from Chino Hills. Bartender. Favorite artist, Rob Zombie. Movie, House of 1,000 Corpses.
Mm.
Look at her. That just doesn't make sense.
No.
And she'd like to be a shapeshifter if she had the opportunity to.
That'd be pretty cool.
That's a pretty cool thing as well, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, all these people get to go to both nights. I'm sorry. Not all of these people. The winner gets to go to both nights of Acoustic Christmas, both nights of the Weenie Roast, or whichever, one night of Weenie Roast, and any other events that we have next year, which we are already planning some of.
And don't worry, we will explain them to you again so that you know what's going on.
You don't have to be stuck with my explanation this morning. Elizabeth, 21, Newport Beach.
Oh, my God.
Model,
she's busting out.
Rock star, bartender.
Okay. She,
that little bikini she's wearing is just way too tight for her. She's barely contained in that.
She would like to have the power of X-ray vision. You can cheat at cards, she says.
Ooh. That's not what I'd use it for.
Figure out what the hell that noise is coming from the neighbor's house and see what the guy next to you is packing.
Okay, all right.
So that's what she's looking for. All right, that's good.
Yeah.
Let's go to number 7 is Irene.
Yes.
From West Covina.
Yeah, very strong.
And I'd just like to say, well, all right now. And she answers all of the typical questions, but when she gets down to the end for her talent, she says, I would recite a poem that I wrote, especially for the occasion.
Really?
Oh.
I got to tell you, that does not, that doesn't titillate right off the bat, a poem.
Yeah.
Depending on what is in the poem
and
how it's delivered.
Well, that's the thing. If it involves the word Nantucket, then maybe that we got something going on here.
That's true. Number eight, Caitlin, 21, from Upland.
Well, Dave's already announced he's going to marry this one. So yeah. Whether she wins Miss Doubleday or not, she's going to become part of the family.
Yeah. Favorite song, Pour Some Sugar on Me. How about that?
Okay.
She's singing is one of her talents. Only one of, I can say. Number nine, Chanel, 21 years old, Fullerton. She's a professional job seeker. Which, of course, you and I means unemployed.
Right.
Is she the one who has wanted to be in Playboy magazine since she was nine?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah. That was a little rough since she was nine. That seems
since
rough.
Nine. I guess when we interview her next week, we'll ask her about her daddy issues.
She can sing, draw, and touch her nose with her tongue. And she can cook.
Okay.
So how about that? That's one of our contestants. Then we have Michelle, 32, from Newport Beach.
Hi, Michelle.
Wentworth Miller is her favorite celebrity. Word Up by Korn, by the way, is the song. Word Up.
Okay. Straight pole dancing number.
Strange cover. And she'd like to read people's minds because she would want to hear how many people think she's hot.
All. Yeah, the answer is all.
You don't need to read anyone's mind for that. Honorable mention, number 11 is Linda from Bismarck, North Dakota.
Yay!
Now, Linda,
well, that's curious.
You might be known as Linda Polly. You might have known her. She, international known psychic. Her favorite celebrity, Bean Baxter.
Thank you, Linda. I love you, too.
One of her favorite songs, Rape Me by Kurt Cobain.
Does Gerald know? Does Gerald know about that?
Linda would also, she has X-ray vision to check out the guys.
Uh-huh.
And her talent is singing and playing the keyboard. And her picture is up as well, standing in front of the American flag.
She's honorable mention. I don't think she officially is in the running, but we got to give her some love because she applied and she's hot and she's a friend of the show.
I'd like to see her win is what I'm saying.
That's your top 10. And you can go to krock.com in the Kevin and Bean section. Click on vote for Miss Double D, whether you like Kelly or Tawny, Cassidy, Drea, Caitlin, Irene, Elizabeth, Cassandra, Chanel, or Michelle. We'll be interviewing them all over the next few days. And November 30th, we're actually for the first time ever doing a live pageant show where that's the day that she will be crowned. Usually we wait and do it at the Acoustic Christmas. This time we're going to do it special. So a lot of great Miss Double December love coming up in the next couple of weeks. Go to krock.com and check it all out.
Okay, so there, that one ran out. And then, you know, when it runs out, then what we do is we turn on the microphone and start talking. Sometimes.
See, here's what happens as the songs are ending. Kevin is screaming at us to not call the Butterball Turkey Hotline just after 8. He's still trying to, right up to the last second, he's trying to talk us out of making that annual phone call that is arguably the most popular thing we do all year long on our show.
Right.
By the way, so far, 1-800-Butterball, busy. So far,
we're able to get through. Wow, what a surprise. You mean just like last year and the year before we couldn't get anyone?
Just so you know, right now it's looking like you may win because we're not able to get a hold of anybody to ask our turkey question. All right, it's 7:31. It's the most wonderful time of the year. If you're just joining us, you missed the rollout of the top 10 contestants for this year's Miss Double December 2008 competition. You can go to krock.com, check out the ladies, check out their bios, and vote. While you're there, make sure you are a street team member because that's what you need to be able to buy your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concerts coming up the 8th and 9th of December. And it's what you need to be eligible for us to call you right now and give you a free pair for night number 2.
It's drawing from people who are street team members. We're going to just call and give them tickets today for night number 2.
Everyone is eligible. If you're a street team member, that's how it works, and then we call you. I love doing this. It does make me feel like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Because it's such a great item.
You've gained a lot of weight. Hello? Hello? Is this Lindsay? Oh.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean from K-Rock. How are you?
I'm good.
You're a street team member?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. That's how we got your number, young lady.
And what? How has that worked out for you? What has been the advantage of being a street team member so far, Lindsay?
Learning about concerts and getting in early.
Okay.
Getting tickets.
Sure.
Those are great reasons because a lot of times there's an advanced sale for the street team members. This year we're doing something different, Linz. We're giving away tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007 to people just because they're street team members.
Yeah.
Just randomly, and that's why we're calling you.
That's exciting.
So you're a random call.
You don't have to worry about trying to buy tickets or get them from somebody else because you already have the tickets.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Right now it's like right now it's like you and about 20 other people that have tickets. That's all.
That's we are Lindsay. We're going to hook you up with night number 2 at the Gibson Amphitheater, December 9th.
Oh,
you're going to see.
I love you.
All right, you're going to see Muse and Feist, Jimmy Eat World, Modest Mouse, The Shins, Silver Sun Pickups, and Spoon. And you're going to see all that for free just for being a member of the Street Team.
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Crazy. We're going to put you on hold. Enjoy the show. Okay, come up to us
and say hi.
All right. Thank you, Lindsay. So all you got to do is become a member of the Street Team. You have to have that so you can get the code to buy the tickets on December 6th. And we might just pick a name like that one and call you and give you free. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Always, year after year, one of the worst days of the year. It's Black Wednesday, as we call it.
How dare you? We're going to be calling the Butterball Turkey Hotline coming up just after 8, Kevin. You love that. You look forward to that.
Oh, I do. Oh, wait, no, that's the dumbest thing ever.
Plus, it's the Wednesday before the long, long weekend for most of us, so Ralph's going to have a special holiday edition of the Movie Beat, and our old friend Andrew Siciliano is going to be joining us in the Red Zone on DirecTV to talk about the 3 football games on TV tomorrow and looking ahead toward this weekend's action. And LaQuisha joins us with highlights of last night's Tila Tequila show on MTV. So a very, very busy Kevin and Bean show straight ahead, still to come between now and 10.
First, 323-520-AFRO is the phone number, 24 hours a day if you'd like to leave us a message.
I need that for ChristmasMusicEveryday.com.
Yes, you do. Lisa May inexplicably loves a TV show called Carpoolers.
Oh, it's the best.
And there's nothing funnier to her than when somebody's driving really fast in a carpool lane and everybody else has stopped.
Just got an email from a listener last week that said, thank you for turning me on to this show.
And you just got this phone call as well.
Okay. Hey, Lisa May, I'm in a carpooling lane right now, and guess what I'm not doing? Yeah, I'm not flying past everyone else because I'm stuck because the carpooling sucks.
But you're not doing it right.
Not a big help.
Clearly.
Not doing it right? You have to just actually speed up?
Yeah, you have to go fast. It's carpooling.
Lisa, when that series ends, and God, we hope it's soon, will you buy the DVD of Carpoolers to have forever?
Oh, I want to keep it with me always. I'll sleep with it. It's so fun.
We were talking yesterday about words you don't like. I don't have this category, but it seems like everybody's got words they don't like. Psycho Mike doesn't like the word bra. Mm-hmm. Likes what it represents, likes what it does, likes the whole world of it, but not the actual word. Ralph, not a big fan of Oxnard.
Yeah.
Lisa May, for some reason, doesn't like the word panty.
Lisa May, panties.
Now, this next guy I like because he was paying very close attention during that entire time when we were talking about words people hate.
So I was barbecuing and I threw my corn on top of the roof, the shingles. And instead, I knocked down a kumquat. So I grabbed it, and it was moist on the joint. So I dropped it, and it fell on my foot. I dropped to the lawn, and I said, whoa, damn, I see some badass knockers. I don't know what the word Icarus means, so I can't use that. So whatever.
That's well done.
That was. I'm impressed.
Pretty much covered all the words, except for maybe ointment, that the listeners called in that they were complaining about. And by the way, Lisa, I thought of you. I don't know if you've seen last night's House or not.
But no,
there's
not
a
yet.
Plot point on House that involves Cuddy's panties. And they used the word panty like 10 times during the episode. You're going to be cringing when you see it.
I think Lisa finds it a very childish term and doesn't kind of mix with everything
it's not
else. Bean and I tried for a long time. We have unlimited power. A lot of people don't know that. We do have unlimited power. And yet, only to a point, and that's this point, when you start talking about Christmas lights and Christmas and the music and the whole holiday jumping up before Thanksgiving, nothing you can do. Just give it up. We fought. We lose.
Am I the only one that's bothered by people putting up their Christmas lights already? It's not even December yet. We haven't even cut the turkey. What's up with that, people?
What's up with that, people?
I think you are the only one, yes.
Yeah,
apparently you are.
Gala, 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 gala! Turkey, turkey! Gotta have a turkey! Turkey, turkey, go!
Don't know?
What's that about? I didn't even know Bjork listened to us.
One of the most difficult things to do is to tell a joke well. Because you have to start strong, you have to move right through it and deliver the punchline, you know, with aggression. And then, boom, you're out and you move on. That's how you tell a joke.
The captain says to the Indian chief, hey, get me, how do, first of of all, let me tell you how the Thanksgiving started. Yeah, that's the headline. How the Thanksgiving started, the captain says to the Indian chief, I want some Turkish women to get it on. Instead, the Indian chief sent him a turkey.
Wait, did he tell the joke? Was the joke in there?
I think he thought that he did. I didn't recognize one.
Dear God.
Yeah, that was not necessarily good. And I agree with this next caller wholeheartedly.
For God's sake, can you stop playing that Thanksgiving cook song? Bean, I hope you die a horrible death for each time you play it.
No.
Well, obviously he requested. He was using reverse psychology to make sure that we put it on the air again.
Thanksgiving.
Laquisha coming on.
Turkey things are gonna happen.
Showbiz beat, movie beat.
Gobble, gobble.
And that guy yelling
Thanksgiving
gobble.
Cooks outside my window. Thanksgiving cooks behind a tree.
I wish the pilgrims could sing, but I can't find them for the life of me. And it's Thanksgiving cooks outside my window plane.
1-800-BUTTERBALL. That's the number we're going to be calling just after 8 o'clock. The hilarious annual tradition continues coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, I'm feeling a little something. I'm coming down a little something. I may need to go home just for a half hour.
I'm not hearing the appropriate amount of panic in your voice this morning, Lisa. It's getaway Wednesday of Thanksgiving weekend. You've got to whip people into a needless frenzy.
Are you kidding me? I have two singlets now. My God!
Do it!
It's falling apart before my very eyes. This traffic report is brought to you by your Southern California Land Rover Center on the...
Is that the remix?
Wow. Well, no, it was supposed to be the remix. It had another 2 minutes on it from what I was seeing.
I see.
How many songs are going to run out today, Kevin?
All of them?
Are you already on vacation? What's going on here?
I start drinking early on Thanksgiving weekend.
Sure.
Unfortunately.
It's
the Mogan David. Isn't that usually what you drink on Thanksgiving? The Mogan David?
How do you know what that is?
Yeah.
It's
a kosher wine.
Yeah.
It's Jewish wine.
No.
Tastes like a grape soda, basically.
So you're saying I'm a wussy drinker? That's what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Well,
yeah.
I think Kevin's proved many times he's not a wussy drinker. He's a lot of things.
No,
he's not a wussy drinker.
He takes huge volumes of alcohol, but in terms of what he actually drinks, it usually smells like Chanel No. 5 or something.
A lot of time it is a little wussier, yeah.
Speaking of Chanel, by the way, that is the name of one of our 10 finalists for Miss Double December 2008. We just unveiled those earlier this hour.
Captain,
they are up at
Segway.
How does he
They
do
are
it?
Up at KROQ.com. What I'm saying is go and look at pictures of attractive, busty women at KROQ.com and cast your vote as to who you would like to see represent the show next year. That's all I'm saying.
Wow, that was smooth.
7:56. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday morning.
Speaking of 7:56, those are three numbers, and numbers are what... I just can't do it like he does. He's so good.
Thanks, practice.
Well, not much I can say about that except that it's terrific.
Yeah, it's true. Mary-Kate Olsen is in a New York City hospital for a kidney infection.
Ouch.
People magazine reports the actress was an actress. Seriously. Can we stop calling her that? Last time she acted, she was still pooping in her diapers. That's the last time she did any acting.
Which Olsen is it?
Mary-Kate.
And is she not the one on Weeds? Is that Ashley?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Adam's on Weeds. Adam's on Weeds and is good.
Will you stop caring, please? Who cares?
Forgive me and being invested in what you're talking about.
Why? It's Mary-Kate Olsen.
Okay, go ahead. So she's got a kidney problem,
yes,
a liver problem. What's going on?
From whoring around. She got some bad penis. Now her kidney's infected. Or so I speculate.
Sure.
People magazine says she was rushed to the emergency room on Monday. And her people are saying she'll be just fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, you can get a kidney infection from wearing weird clothes and drinking lots of coffee.
Is that right?
And staring like an owl into cameras on red carpets.
They are weirdos.
They are so weird.
Yeah,
you know, they're probably just as weird as Britney Spears, but they know how to keep it on the DL, as the kids say.
Yeah.
They're weird in their own little quiet space. They're not out there just being weird for everybody to look at.
They have that weird twin thing where they always seem to be touching each other and stroking each other's hair and whispering into each other's ears. It's just so creepy.
Yes.
Not like that, Ralph, at all.
Eva Longoria will never forget her anniversary.
Okay.
You know why, Kevin?
Nope.
Because she had her wedding date tattooed on the inside of her wrist in Roman numerals.
What if she forgets what the Roman numerals
That's
are?
That's what I'm saying. Those are always hard to figure out. V, is it 5, X, 10?
The 1 X, IX.
If 1 before the X means it's 9 and 1 after is 11.
That's not going to help.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, she uses a sundial, too, when she tells what time it is. Just write the goddamn time and date of your birth or wedding.
You can't remember one date.
For God's sakes. Apparently, she's not alone. David and Victoria Beckham and Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt also have special days inked on their bodies.
Wow is right. Wow.
I have a special date on my license plate of my car, but that's not the same as a tattoo on your body.
That's retarded.
It's just celebrating the death of human beings.
Britney Spears.
Huh? I'm sorry, is it not the...
No, it's the Roswell.
Oh, Roswell.
Yeah, Roswell. It's the aliens.
It's the death of aliens.
Shipwreck.
Not death. Yes. Yeah. Britney Spears is apparently taking a cue from Michael Jackson. She's starting to hide her face in public now when she goes out for the paparazzi.
Oh.
TMZ.com's got a photo of her at a 76 gas station Monday night, putting a sweater over her head to avoid being photographed. Let me tell you, if there's any celebrities in the audience listening, putting a sweater over your head while they're taking your picture does not make you disappear. Like, all right, where'd she go? Now we have no pictures of Britney Spears. Now they have pictures to sell. Britney Spears looks like a tool with a sweater over her head in this month's People.
It's a better photo, actually, than it is of just you.
Exactly. It's much more scintillating.
Much more interesting, yeah.
We have you acting like a total clown instead of just standing there and letting them take a picture, which we've all seen before. Now it's interesting.
The troubling picture in the People magazine is the sexiest man alive.
Mm-hmm.
And
Matt Damon?
Yes. But then there's a Jimmy Kimmel piece.
What?
If I were the sexiest man alive, and he's laying in bed in some kind of a pink lingerie.
Seriously? No.
Yeah, it's...
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you don't want to have any part of that.
No. No.
No.
You know what else I don't want any part of?
Right.
What? The David Guest musical about his life.
What? Are you kidding?
Really?
Isn't he bad enough that would be good?
David Guest, the creepy old dude who married Liza Minnelli.
Yes.
He's had a horrific plastic surgery to make his face look like a snare drum.
Yep.
And he's way gay, but he married Liza Minnelli anyway.
Way, yeah.
This is like Liza Minnelli's fourth gay husband, by the way. She has no barometer when it comes to
She doesn't have to sleep with him that way.
Anyway, he is working on a musical based on his life David Guest is Nuts. My Life is a Musical. He will reportedly sing and dance himself in the musical.
Oh, it's the best.
Which debuts in a cabaret in London in February. Book me some tickets to London today because I want to go see David Guest sing and dance about his life.
Bad enough to be great.
He's the one who claimed or sued that his wife, Liza Minnelli, beat him up,
beat
right?
him, yes. Woman with like two bad hips and a severe depressing drug and alcohol problem.
Yeah.
Apparently was able to rough
Kicked
him
his gay
up.
Ass.
Rough him up.
Still has migraines. Get away from her.
He still has migraines from her.
He does.
Torrential beating.
You know, he didn't do 15 rounds with Mayfield, all right? Or Mayweather, whatever his name is.
No, Mayfield. Curtis Mayfield.
Curtis Mayfield.
He's quite the boxer before he got into this soul business.
God,
Mayfield.
Okay. That's Liza Minnelli gay.
Yeah, sure is. And it's good to be the Hoff.
Sure.
David Hasselhoff reportedly in talks to reprise his role as Michael Knight.
Oh, yay.
In the remake of the hit TV show Knight Rider. Now, the story is based around the life of Mike Tracer in this version, who is Michael Knight's son, who never knew his father because his father was a loner against crime.
Sure.
Couldn't stick around to raise a kid.
Yeah.
Had to get some girl knocked up and split, hop and cut kit and get the hell out of there. So, but he's talking about coming back to play
doing this, though, Ralph.
Mike Tracer. We talked about this earlier, and no one could understand that Knight Rider was one of the greatest TV shows in the history of TV shows.
Oh, stop it. How could you even say that?
So, to refresh your memory, I had Omar pull a little clip of the intro to Knight Rider. This will give you a little taste.
Michael Knight, a young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
Yeah!
That's it.
Ah, turbo kit. Hear that turbo? Dude, they're criminals operating above the law.
You mean the law can't even touch
them? That's right. They're outlaws. They're playing by their own rules. Michael Knight, the loner, is going to fight them.
Yeah. Unless that show is bad enough to be good, I reject you totally.
You don't
There's
get
no
it.
Way it's good enough to be good.
You don't get it.
No way.
I thought criminals operate outside the law, by the way. I didn't think they operate above the law. I thought Steven Seagal was above the law.
Good point.
That's right.
Good point.
He'd be above the law or below the law. He'd be outside the law, shouldn't he?
You're already picking apart your great show.
It's the greatest show ever. Come on, Kit. Let's get out of here.
I don't think we should leave, Michael.
Sounds great.
Awesome.
I bet Floyd Mayfield likes it.
Yeah, Floyd Mayfield. Curtis sure. Mayfield, too. All the Mayfield brothers loving it. Today's celebrity birthdays, Harold Ramis, actor, director, comedian. Harold Ramis is 63
He's
years
the best.
Old. He really is. Very talented dude. Goldie Hawn is 62 years old today. For 62, you know, I was thinking it, rethinking it as we've talked about her. For 62.
Yeah, she's right? okay.
The bod cool. is amazing for 62.
Yeah, she's
it's
ridiculous.
Just something went on.
Well, she had some plastic surgery, I think, went awry, and now she's got a plunger face. I don't know. Brian Ritchie of the Violent Femmes turns 47. Nicolette Sheridan. Talk about plastic surgery.
Holy smokes, what a moose.
At 44 years old today, Jenna Maloney from Saved and Life is a House. She's 23. And Bjork, singer Bjork, is 42 years old today. Why do you do that? Because you know we had to take the belt back.
She's not. So sexy. She's big-time sensuality is what she is.
This is why we don't let Bean have a say in the Miss Double December contestants, because they'd all look like Bjork and Estelle Getty, and we just can't run that risk.
I have a wide range of girls that I appreciate.
He can't find people attractive that anyone else finds attractive.
No, they have to be hideous gnomes or the elderly. That's the only two categories
not
he
at
has.
All. I'm very happy with many of the choices for the top 10 this year. I really am.
Yes, that's because you didn't have a hand in them. That's why, because they're attractive.
I'm just saying, I appreciate lots of different types of women. I don't just have a very specific
type. Let you have a vote, though. All the girls would look like fire hydrants.
You appreciate the ugly ones.
Yeah,
you appreciate
She looks interesting. Let's have an interesting woman in the competition. She's got like forearms. And
a lot of people think Bjork is very beautiful, by the way. A lot of people do. It's not just me.
Flipping around like a seal. Yeah, she looks interesting. I like her mustache. You don't want Bean picking. No, you just don't. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 12 minutes after 8 o'clock.
When did the joy leave your life, Kevin? When did you stop experiencing the world and being happy?
When
did you
guys
turn into a bitter, angry old man?
When you guys started in a stupid-ass, BS, childish, dumb prank that never works and is never funny? Then?
I'd just like to remind you that it was good enough for the West Wing.
This time of the year, there should be a hotline you can call with questions about cooking turkeys, a special 800 number where the phones are staffed by experts.
There is.
What do you mean?
The Butterball Hotline.
Butterball has a hotline?
Yeah. It's an 800 number. The phones are staffed by experts.
Are you kidding me?
No.
God, I'm sorry. I love my country. Charlie, get me the number for the Butterball hotline.
Yes, sir.
It's 1-800-BUTTERBALL, of course. That was one of the best episodes of one of the most highly decorated and recognized shows in the history of television, The West Wing, Kevin.
Yes, it was
good enough for them. It's not good enough for you somehow.
Talking about it was good enough for them. They don't do this retarded bit that we have to do every year.
Ooh, does Ralph have sound effects? What do you got, some feathers going on
He's
there, Ralph?
He's up the ante this
Wings.
Time.
Wings.
Nice.
Oh, look at that.
Wings
okay.
Here?
Oh, dear God.
All right, so here's what happens, folks. Every year, the day before Thanksgiving, Ralph plays the part of the turkey, and I, Bean, play the part of the farmer. Now, the Butterball Turkey Hotline is in existence so people can call with questions about, oh, how long do I keep a 20-pound turkey in the oven? What they're not expecting, and what makes this hilarious every year.
And by hilarious, you mean awful.
Okay, not so much from you now.
Is that they don't realize that they're about to get a call where the farmer is trying to catch the turkey. That's the advice. That's the help he wants from the Butterball Turkey Hotline is, how do I catch this bird? So that I can make him into dinner.
That's what he doesn't know. And these people aren't prepared for that. All they know is cooking pre-dead cooking turkeys.
How dare you walk into the studio and yell at us about calling foreign countries when this is what you're on board with
every
year?
This is hilarious.
Yeah, because it works every time,
it's
doesn't it?
Beloved. And it is
has it worked,
a holiday
has
tradition.
Has it worked once?
What do you mean by work?
Have
we gotten somebody on the phone who we had the conversation with about the turkey and the farmer? Yes,
the
of course we have.
And were they entertained by it or laughing or anything besides annoyed?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, they were entertained. They loved it, and we loved it, and everyone loved it, and that's why we continue to
the
do it.
The only reason you do this is because it's so bad.
No? Why does Kevin hate America?
I don't
do you
know.
Hate Thanksgiving? Do you
I
hate
love
puppies? Do you hate the sun? What's going on with you?
I just don't like humor that's aimed at a three-year-old and doesn't work every single time, and yet you insist that it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah,
if the
Kevin
farmer were
does,
farting, yeah. you'd like it. Then he'd be funny, right?
Farmer talked out of his ass.
That would make it a lot funnier.
No, you guys with your high comedy.
The farmer was a gigolo.
I can't catch it.
The farmer was an ugly gigolo who had sex with big women.
So
then it'd be funny.
Retarded. Farmer was in Vegas playing blackjack. Then it's funny.
We're gonna have to move on.
We're gonna dial up the phone right now.
We have Movie B. We have LaQuisha.
Fire up
the old coal burning hotline.
It's a coal burning hotline?
Yes, yes.
1-800-BUTTERBALL is the number. Again, I, Bean, will be playing the part of the farmer.
People don't understand it yet, Bean.
Ralph is going to be playing the part of the turkey.
Clarify it some more. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
I did hear a voice.
I thought I heard someone say something.
I never even heard the dialing. Do we get somebody on the line or no? Okay, that's false start. That wasn't our fault. That was the whoever's doing the dialing. That was their fault.
Kevin and
that
Mike.
That wasn't Ralph or me.
No, this always works, guys. This
Please wait.
Okay.
Please wait. I told you, dude.
Please. We're calling the Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
Here we go.
All home economists are assisting
home
other
economists.
Callers. If you still wish to speak with a home economist, press or say zero. For pre-recorded information on sawing a turkey, press or say
catching. Need to catch turkey.
Murdering.
I press zero.
Right.
Did you?
What was that? What's that? What's
We're
that
sorry. That was not a valid response.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. Please try again.
All right, press the zero there.
Press the zero.
Someone show Kevin what a zero
is. It's not going to make any sense.
That's what he is.
It's the round one. It looks like an O, Kevin.
They're never there.
First,
it's,
you don't dial
it's always
right.
busy.
Then you press the wrong number. Why don't you just let us do this?
That's the way it's going to be. All right, where are we on the phone right now? Because I got an angry turkey here in my living room I can't catch.
Can't they give us some waiting music or something?
I don't.
Are we on hold still?
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
We're sorry. That was not a valid
It was two. It was a zero.
Kevin, you are not valid.
Quit wrecking this.
Say zero.
Zero. Bitch.
I would like to slap the smile right out of her voice, by the way.
We're sorry.
Try to pick that up. If this is Kevin Bean, stop it already.
That was not a valid response.
Pick that up and try to
Thank you for calling Butterball.
Yes.
No. You suck.
You guys can yell all you want.
You did that on purpose.
You can't even say zero.
This happens every year because they're too busy to take our stupid-ass call.
You were invalid. It wasn't like we were waiting for them to call. You were not valid.
Yes,
you were freaking invalid.
All right, we're not going to give up that easily, though. Let's call it back.
No,
Mike, why don't you handle the phones and keep Grumpy away from it?
That'll help. This is going to make it funny now.
Okay, where does it keep going?
That was not a valid response. Please try again.
Because... Well... Three!
No, zero!
Zero! I have instructions here. They say three first and then zero. Mr. Turkey, what do you know about dialing a phone? Three or zero! Wow, this is really funny, guys.
30! Put them together. 30!
Send this right over to the Hall of Fame, this one.
Oh, it's our bad you can't dial a phone. Yeah, you're right. It's the content's fine. I hope you choke on your Thanksgiving dinner.
He's dialing it just fine.
Is he?
I like
Sounds great.
The turkey is ready and the farmer is ready. Right. Unfortunately, the bad man won't connect us to the Butterball Turkey
Not
Hotline. That's what's going on
here.
That's right.
What was that? You didn't do that?
No one touched anything, no.
Sure.
Please wait.
All right.
Okay.
We're getting very close. No, this is good. It's a good payoff.
Wait. For calling the Butterball Turkey Talk Line, all home economists are assisting other callers.
What a surprise.
If you still wish to speak with a home economist, press or say zero.
Zero. It's good, guys. This is good. It's a great use of our time.
No. Please wait.
I'm wrecking it.
Okay, here we go.
Okay,
here we go.
Now we're in the queue. The
heavy call volume. All home economists are unavailable to take your call.
What a surprise.
If you would like us to transfer you to the customer service department, press or say zero.
Zero.
Okay. Now we're rolling.
Customer service.
What does customer service do that's different than the other people?
Please wait.
Here we go.
They make us wait.
Places.
Turkey, you ready?
Places, everyone.
I sure am going to try hard
Due
to catch
to heavy
that turkey.
Call volume, all the customer service representatives are unavailable to take your call right
That's
now.
Too bad.
Stay on the line for pre-recorded answers to...
Boo! Maybe they have
dot
a pre-recorded answer for how to catch your stupid turkey.
And more. For pre-recorded information on thawing a turkey. Press
nope.
or...
Good job.
We're dude. Sorry. That was not a valid response.
Now you're not
Please
valid.
Try again. For pre-recorded information on thawing a turkey, press or say 1. Cooking a turkey, press or say 2. Grilling a turkey, press or say 3. Testing turkey doneness, press or say 4. Stuffing a turkey, press or say 5. How much turkey to buy, press or say 6. Storing cooked turkey, press or say 7. To repeat the menu, press...
Insanely, childishly stupid bit where we can't catch the turkey. Press 9.
All right, let's call Dave. Let's call Dave at the front at our.
Oh, that'll help.
And he, is that the backup? Is that what we're resorting to?
Dave will play the role of the butterball operator.
Okay. All right. Well, at least we get something out of the air that way. All right.
What's the number?
We don't know the number.
You know the number of K-Rock?
On the request line, douche.
All right, Dave, wake up if great. You're still with us. And,
this is
and
some
get
good
ready to
radio
the
right
here.
You guys, boy. And next year, you guys are going to swear by this. It's the best thing
of
ever.
Course.
Well, it's not our fault we had a
Wait.
Defective
Sorry, what?
Dialer.
What? Hello?
Hello?
Hung up. Dave hung up.
He did not.
He did hung up, yeah, because I was looking over at the light and it just went away. He hung up.
What the hell?
He doesn't like it either.
He doesn't have a choice.
All right, this is going to be the payoff right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Butterball Turkey Hotline. What the?
Yeah, I got a big. I got. Is this the Butterball Turkey Hotline? I got a big problem here today.
What
the? I got a turkey. I've got a turkey loose in my house that I'm unable to catch. Can you help me?
This is Santa Monica.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for your consideration, this has been the annual call to the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
And we're going to do it next year, too, aren't we?
Yes!
I hope so.
Goddamn right we are.
So good. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:31. We got LaQuisha on the way here in a few minutes talking about the... Nope, don't need it. Nope. Doing something else here. Doing a movie.
I'm sorry, Mr. Turkey. You get to live for another year. We'll make the call again next year, day before Thanksgiving. Hey, speaking of the holiday, long weekend. Most people have tomorrow off and, of course, Friday off, so we won't get a chance to see you before the weekend. A lot of movies are opening up to take advantage of the people being off, and that's why we're here with the Ralph Movie Beat for a special Wednesday edition.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, everybody. There's about a half a dozen new movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend. Most of them are large releases, taking advantage of the long weekend, trying to make some box office dollars. But there are a few smaller theaters, smaller movies rather, showing in selected theaters that you may want to check out, including a movie called I'm Not There, which, if you can believe it or not, someone made a movie about the life of Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
And hired four different actors to play him.
Oh, that's right. I saw the preview for that.
This is good.
Four different stages in his life. You've got Christian Bale. Heath Ledger. Kate Blanchett,
yeah,
and Richard Gere playing Bob in his various stages.
So you're saying
of
Kate
his life.
Blanchett plays
yes.
Bob Dylan?
Yes, she plays a character called Jude, which is apparently Bob in his mid years
when he had a sex change.
Yeah, it's very odd.
This has got to be a honked up movie, right?
Got to be. Yeah, just take a listen. Here's a piece of the film where Kate Blanchett as Bob Dylan is angry at a British journalist who is asking him some questions he doesn't approve of.
Mr. Quinn, we really do need you.
Listen,
in...
I know more about you, right, than you will ever know about me. Slaughter me for all I care. I refuse to be hurt.
See?
Say, okay. Woman's voice
woman,
is what that was.
Being Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
And I've heard Bob Dylan. That sounds nothing like him.
No, you can understand her.
Right. Okay. How I missed out on that role, I have no idea. That's available.
Dave already does a Dylan impression on our show, Ralph.
Oh.
Don't try to copy him.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a new movie also coming out in wide release this weekend, just in time for the holidays, all about Christmas. It's called This Christmas, and it's about a paraplegic rodeo clown. Here's a clip.
Oh.
This Christmas.
Oh, it's good.
I've been a paraplegic now for more than 20 years.
Yeah. I think you're confused. I'm pretty sure this was a K-Rock list, but I don't think it has anything to do with the movie you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Hit it, clown.
Did you say take it, clown?
I did. Yeah.
This is the holiday movie I've been looking for.
Oh, is it, Lisa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
What's the name of it?
This Christmas.
This Christmas.
It's about a crazy black family who comes together for Christmas for the first time in years, and all kinds of secrets are revealed.
Tyler Perry?
All
is that what
kinds
this is?
Of bombs are dropped in this wacky family.
They get bombed?
Here's the thing. I didn't like this movie when it was white and it was Sarah Jessica Parker was in it or whatever that effed up Christmas
the
movie
family
was.
Stone.
The Family
I like
Stone.
That movie.
Of course you did, Lisa. Of course you did.
That's good.
I don't think this, every year what somebody's got to put out a wacky Christmas movie where the family doesn't get along and somebody comes home from college or the long trip or something and it upsets everyone else in the family and someone dropped the turkey. Oh no. who put the pudding in the eggnog? Shut up. I hate these goddamn movies. So now it's black, so all you black people, you can go and hate it too.
But I think it's a relatable storyline that a lot of people can experience because people do get together and emotions do run high at the holidays.
I know, but we've seen it.
Awkward family relationships.
We've seen it. This stars Regina King. You know her from Ray.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Loretta Devine, Chris Brown, Delroy Lindo. Here's a little scene where a couple sisters get in a fight and mom has to step in to settle them down because it's a crazy family at Christmas.
I don't want to say any names, but some of us were busy going to college while others chose to stay home and learn how to cook.
And those of us who chose to stay home helped with the cleaners while the rest of us who shall remain nameless jetted off to college the first chance they got.
The two of you listening to yourself. If a stranger walked in here, they wouldn't even know you were sisters.
She started it.
I don't care who started it. I'm finishing it. Kelly, fix some Kool-Aid for the kids.
Oh, it's got to be Kool-Aid, right? Because they're black. Why did you say grape soda? This movie is racist, and I will not stand for it.
Maybe that family enjoys the taste of Kool-Aid.
Sure,
maybe that has anything
Kool-Aid
to do with their race.
Uh-huh.
At least there wasn't a cliche like, I don't care who started it, I'm going to finish it.
I went to college, but I stayed home. You two, stop it. It's Christmas. Love each other. Oh, just F everybody involved in this film.
So you're in.
Is that the Christmas spirit, by the way?
Yes.
F everybody. How about Enchanted for the kids, where fairy tales come to life in modern-day Manhattan? How about that,
I'm
huh?
excited about
now,
this
movie. Is a fresh idea. Magical things happen in Manhattan. It's a city where anything can happen. Amy Adams stars as like Snow White or some effing thing. And James Marsden is Prince Charming. Susan Sarandon's the Evil Queen. And Patrick Dempsey, who, of course, plays McSlappy over on Grey's Anatomy. He falls in love with the princess, but it's wacky because she's from a fairy tale and he's not. Oh, you know, those are two different worlds.
Sure.
Colliding. Here's Patrick Dempsey trying to get Amy Adams to leave.
Okay, you know what? You gotta go. Look, I don't know what your deal is, if you're waiting for Prince Charming or you're just...
Prince Edward.
Whatever. I'll get you to a bus, a train, a plane, wherever, and then that's it. I can't get involved after that. Where did you get that?
I made it. Do you like it?
You made a dress out of my curtains?
Oh, this guy could sure use a little magic in his life, couldn't he?
Wow.
I bet everybody learns an important lesson.
I'll let you know how it is.
I hope the theater burns down while you're inside it.
Rob, is this the one that is half animated, half real? Okay.
Yeah.
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 It's weird. It's like a kid movie.
Hitman opens this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're talking.
I didn't realize that.
Now we're talking Christmas.
I like that.
Based on the hit video game series, the international assassin known only as Agent 47 is armed, dangerous, and stamped with a barcode in the back of his head. That's how you know he's a badass.
Yep. Really?
Because you can scan his head. Bloop, Bud Light comes up. Here is Timothy Olyphant, who plays Agent 47, being attacked in his hotel room.
47, it's Diana. I could have retired for contacting you directly. Your location has been compromised.
Come on with the hitman. That says Christmas. You want Christmas? There's your Christmas.
There you go.
A bullet right in the back of your skull. Merry Christmas, mother effer. And lastly, The Mist, based on the popular Stephen King book about a mist. It does bad things to you.
It is a very
true.
Angry mist.
Here is a scene from the film which stars Marcia Gay Harden, one of my favorites, Andre Brower, Thomas Jane. This whole town comes under attack of vicious creatures who live in this thick mist. No one can see what the creatures are doing. Now, in this scene, some black dude's going for help.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can guess what happens to a black guy in a horror movie who goes for help.
Yeah.
Black dudes should not leave the building.
They've seen movies before.
Stay safely in the confines of some sort of structure. Do not wander outside because worse than ending up in that family in this Christmas movie, you're going to have something bad happen to you.
Yeah.
We are experiencing some kind of disaster. I don't know whether it's man-made or natural, but I do know that it's not supernatural. The only way we're going to help ourselves is to seek rescue.
You tie this around your waist?
Or four.
It'll let us know you got at least 300 feet.
You'll die out there, all of you.
That does not sound like it went well.
No, it didn't, Lisa. That's the thing.
Jeez.
He should have seen that.
Andre Brower, as a black dude, should stay inside the building. Because black dudes catch hell in horror movies. Just the way it works.
Look, that's been the case since Star Trek. Everybody knows that.
That's right. So
leave a black guy down on the planet. He's not coming back.
Those are some of your picks for this week. And also opening is August Rush, the movie with Freddie Highmore, Kerry Russell, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, and Robin Williams, about a kid who becomes a musical prodigy because his parents like music and they bone, and they have him.
Is Robin Williams wearing a beard or no beard? That's how you can tell whether it's a good movie. Right?
Mutton chop sideburns and a cowboy hat. Are you with me?
So half an hour.
Really?
Yeah, kid you not. He plays a street hustler who kind of teaches the kid the ways of the street as the young musical prodigy is playing his guitar.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams does, yes.
Ouch.
It's a serious role for Robin.
Sure.
Which is always better than the comedy was. Those are your choices this weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Ralph Garman movie beat.
All right, let's say good morning to LaQuisha. Hey, LaQuisha.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kevin and Bean.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Well, you know, sometimes I have rabbit on Thanksgiving.
Is that right?
That's a happy Thanksgiving.
Right. I see. I got you. Now, LaQuisha, I don't know how the ratings are for this Tila Tequila show, but I assume they're great because every time I go by MTV on my TV dial now, it seems like they're running a Shot at Love marathon anymore.
Well, it is the greatest show on television. Maybe that's why they're doing that. You remember last week's episode when Vanessa and Brandy were the last two standing to get a key from Tila?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And Vanessa was booted off the show, and she went crazy and wouldn't leave.
Oh, yeah.
And then Brandy was so upset by the experience that she said she had to quit and walk off the show.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we pick it up, where Vanessa's still angry.
I don't care who you pick. Love anybody else but Brandy. She's a lying, deceitful
There you go. We'll see you next Tuesday, Vanessa. Now, what we didn't see last week, that is Tila is so upset by Brandy's decision to leave that her voice goes up about 19 octaves in the course of 3 minutes. Please enjoy Tila Tequila crying.
I'm sorry to you again. You're going to make me go through all this to have me regret what I was chose, Brandy, so you can walk up. You made me go through that for you, and then you're going to walk up and you're going to let me think that I picked the wrong person?
What?
Wow.
Are you going to talk about it?
What the hell?
Yeah. I didn't think she'd get more annoying than she is, but she did.
She did.
Well, despite Tila's mournful, crying plea not to leave, Brandy decides she's going to walk out because she can't stand it no more.
I can't do this. I'm out. I'm done. I'm leaving. I don't want to do this. I'm leaving. I'm not doing it. No, I'm out!
Hey, hey.
Fantastic.
Wow. Nobody's asking you to stay.
Yeah, was anyone arguing with
her?
No.
Okay, there's the dog.
Then leave.
Get out. Well, thank God the next morning cooler heads have prevailed, and there are five people left in the house still vying for Tila Tequila's heart. And they're all supposed to meet in the backyard in their swimsuits for another crazy, wacky competition. And Domenico, the little Italian guy, he kind of freaks everybody out by wearing what looks like a jock strap, more or less, with his butt all hanging out.
Oh, my God. I don't know what that is, Domenico.
Well, I got a little nice ass. Why should I hide my ass? I want her to see all the package, not just this, but even what I can offer her down there.
Yeah.
That's right.
What he's got to offer down there?
Down there.
Well, the game is they got to jump into a giant vat of chocolate.
Because that's how you find love.
Because that's how you find true love.
Okay.
And then you got to get out of the vat of chocolate and stand in a bucket and drip as much chocolate as you can into the bucket. And keep repeating this for 5 minutes. And whoever gets the most chocolate in the bucket gets a special date with Tequila.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But Amanda thinks she's got this one.
This was my game. I figured if I got my hair completely drenched and filled my boobs up, there would be no competition.
There you go.
How do you fill your boobs up with chocolate?
Boob-filled chocolate bust boobs.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Well, before the game actually starts, though, Tila lets everyone in on a little secret that this competition and this elimination means more than any other so far.
Gang, listen up. I want you to know that later on, our dates will be very important because it will help me decide on whose family I will be visiting very soon.
No!
Yes.
What just happened?
Domenico. Domenico accidentally let slip out what everybody was thinking when Tila threatened to go visit their family. He said, no!
Because he didn't want his family to see her?
Well, I think he realizes she might be hard to explain if you bring her home to mom.
Yeah.
When Tila mentioned that she wanted to go and visit, you know, the top four's guy's family, I was trying to picture how the hell I could explain my family that this girl, which is a bisexual, she's looking for love, and she likes to sleep with guys and girls.
That is a hard sell.
That's
over
tough.
Dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the competition comes down pretty much to Bobby and Amanda as to who collected the most chocolate off their bodies.
Sure.
And Bobby edges out Amanda, even though she thought she had won, by three extra pounds of chocolate. 63 pounds to 60 pounds of chocolate.
He's got me by 3 pounds. Stupid. Just wanted to shoot myself in the head.
Yeah, you're not alone, sweetheart. A lot of people want to shoot you in the head.
What's stupid? The fact that he beat her by three pounds of chocolate?
I don't understand. She's not stupid, just unlucky, I guess. Bobby gets to go on a special date with Tila Tequila, where they're eating sushi. And Bobby hasn't ever eaten sushi before. So Bobby has never used chopsticks before.
Okay.
So Bobby is forced to talk about Bobby in the third person.
Bobby doesn't really eat a lot of sushi. Bobby doesn't really know how to use chopsticks. Bobby is just a little embarrassed here.
Bobby should shut the hell up and start calling himself Bobby.
He could call himself I don't really eat. He could say that.
Well, once that date is over, of course, everything's leading up to the elimination ceremony. But guess who's back?
What?
Brandy comes back.
Wow. Oh, crazy
after
lady
she
from the
walked
end of last
out.
Week.
She walked out, but now she wants back.
So she's the one that quit.
Right.
Because she couldn't take it.
Right.
Now she's back.
Now she's looking for a second chance.
I came back to the house today because I made a mistake. I walked out on a beautiful person.
And who would that be? I don't see nobody in the house fit that description.
I hope somebody said, you left, get out.
Well, Brandy tries to plead her case to Tila, saying everybody deserves a second chance.
I think everyone deserves a second chance. Because you are definitely something that no one wants to lose.
That's right. Once Tila gets in your blood, you can't get rid of her.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like herpes. Well, Tila says, no, you got to leave. You left. You can no longer be in the competition.
Fantastic.
And Brandy accepts her decision and leaves the house, but she doesn't think she'll be moving on anytime soon.
I'm not obviously going to move on right away. Come on. How the hell am I going to replace that kind of person?
That's true.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
To meet a woman like Tila Tequila, you usually have to go to a nail salon.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, a bowling alley. Meet a woman of that quality.
In the 909.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for the decision to be made. Someone's got to go home. And before Tila gives out her final key, she does leave everyone with this threat.
Those of you who get a key, I will be going to your hometown to visit your family and friends. So I can get to know you a lot better.
No!
that sounds like a threat.
It is a threat. Well, congratulations to Dominic. What the hell is his name? The Italian kid. Domenico.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He's the one who dodges the bullet and gets to get off the show before she starts going to people's homes. And no one has ever been happier to leave a TV show than Domenico.
I just want to thank you for giving me this opportunity. I totally respect your choice.
Yep, you were right. I should go. Gotta go. Thanks so much. It's been great. Everyone, have a good time. All right, send your Christmas cards. The car's running. Gotta go. Bye. He's never been happy to get his ass out the door. I'll tell you that much.
But what about the true love?
Next week, she finds true love because she's going to spend time with everybody's family to decide who she really wants to be with. And that's where true love, I'm sure, will blossom right after they eat some goat balls or something.
That's the way it usually works.
Yeah.
That is true.
Happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
Thank you, LaQuisha.
You too.
Bye now. It's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Yes, Ralph.
There we go. I need that or I can't get started.
Okay.
That's my kickstart right there. Talking about the holidays coming up, I wanted to give you a heads up about a fun event that you might enjoy going to. It's the live stage version of a little movie called Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. For those of you who are familiar with the film, it is truly one of the worst films of all time. And the theater company at the Maverick Theater in Fullerton is staging it in all its glory for the holidays from November 23rd through December the 30th. It's backed by popular demand. You want to check it out. It's mavericktheater.com for all the details. You can check out
the plot
live
of that one,
action. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Mm-hmm.
Santa is kidnapped by the Martians who take him to their planet so that he can make toys for all the Martian boys and girls and give them Christmas, and refuses to take him back to Earth.
So he's a slave.
So two little stowaway kids from Earth with Santa have to destroy the Martians and conquer them.
Wow.
It's horrible. And I can imagine this live presentation will be hilarious because it is one of the most unintentionally funny movies you've ever seen.
It's great.
It does look like, even though it's an outer space movie, that they shot the whole thing for under $100, too.
If you ever saw Plan 9 from Outer Space, the Ed Wood movie, it's very similar in tone to that. So you will enjoy yourself if you go check that out, I'm sure. Also, I reported on the David Guest musical last hour.
Sure.
David
Guest,
the ex-husband of Liza Minnelli, is going to make a musical about his life called David Guest is Nuts, My Life as a Musical. I got this email from Matt. Hey, Ralph, I live in England and listen to K-Rock online every day. I'd like to offer up my services to report on a live performance of the David Guest musical when it shows up at the Philharmonic Hall in Liverpool on February 23rd.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Is it coming there first?
That's where it's debuting, is in Liverpool, yes. In February. He said, here's a clip from an article about the musical. And he's got a quote here from the article from one of the local papers. Guest is now working on flips and dances with little people.
Oh, excellent.
Considering David can't sing and can't dance, it will be amazing to see just how nuts he can get on stage. Matt adds, the freaks and little people, I'm in. So maybe Matt can go see that musical for us and let us know how it is.
Fantastic.
I think it'd be a good time. Britney Spears has finally hired a driver, according to E! Online, to take her around Hollywood when she's out with her children. And she's added on security as well to keep the constant throngs of paparazzi at bay when she leaves her house with the kids. So apparently she's trying to take some steps to show that she is a responsible parent.
Yeah.
How would you handle that swarm of paparazzi around you every single where you go? What would you guys do?
I would not tip them off that I was going someplace.
I wouldn't call them and invite them to go where I'm going. That's what
okay.
I would do.
That would be That's one. A given. But if they're out in front of your house and you have to leave your house to go anywhere that day, what do you do? I mean, how could you live like that?
Let me ask you something. When have you ever seen Britney Spears go anyplace urgent? Other than Starbucks, Taco Bell, shopping on Robertson, I mean... It's not
you're
like
saying stay home is what
that's
you're saying.
What I'm saying. What is she doing out that she can't possibly do in her multi-million dollar mansion?
Well, that's my
going
point.
To,
is
going to court a lot.
She's getting her picture
She's not
taken,
going to court. She doesn't even show up at court.
That's true.
Court dates she blows off. But Starbucks runs, she can't not drive out there and go to that.
So you're saying have no sympathy for her, right?
No, a lot of celebrities way bigger than her. They can avoid that. No big deal.
Yeah, she courts this kind of press. I think she feels she doesn't exist unless she's constantly being...
Yeah, maybe. Maybe she likes it. I can't imagine how anyone would, but maybe she does.
I don't think she likes it. I think she needs it. I think there's a difference. I think she likes to bitch and moan about it, but there's some part of her that is deficient, and she needs that sort of attention, whether it's negative or positive. She needs that sort of attention because she's effed up.
Yes, she is.
However, Kevin Federline, her ex-husband, he's a cool dude.
Top of the world, that guy.
So cool, as a matter of fact, that apparently he's lined up a New Year's Eve gig hosting a party at the Las Vegas nightclub Tangerine. And a lot of people go out there for New Year's looking for the celebrities. That's the new thing now. They all host the parties.
Right, but
Paris Hilton's hosting one.
He's a celebrity? He makes that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
What are they paying him? Does it say?
It doesn't say. I'd love to know because I think Paris got a cool million, I think, for her appearance. But I can't imagine he's pulling in those kind of numbers. A
couple of bags of Cheez-Its. What he's getting at.
Vanessa Minnillo is giving her boyfriend Nick Lachey an ultimatum, according to Star Magazine.
Uh-oh.
Vanessa's telling Nick to marry her or they're done.
Well, that always works.
Yeah.
Lever.
Yeah. Dudes like that.
Hello, Poon.
And Eva Longoria. We'll never forget her anniversary because, according to the London Sun tabloid, she had her wedding date tattooed on the inside of her wrist in Roman numerals. Here's the funny thing. Producer Alex was telling me after I told the story earlier in the day. She got married on 777. Remember that?
Remember that day where everybody was getting married?
How much help do you need remembering your special day when you got married on July 7th, 07?
Yeah.
777.
Doesn't seem too hard.
Doesn't really. Today's celebrity birthdays, Harold Ramis, very talented actor and director, 63 years old today. Actress Goldie Hawn turns 62. Brian Ritchie, bassist for the Violent Femmes, turns 47. Nicolette Sheridan is 44 years old today. Jenna Maloney from Saved. Good movie, Saved. I don't know if you ever saw that. Really entertaining.
Yes.
It was good.
She's 23 years old today. And singer Bjork is 42. I'm Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Report.
All I'm saying is the guy told us to bet the mortgage on the indie game, and they only won by 3 points. It's a little tight for me. You know, it made me a little bit nervous, is all
bet
I'm
the
saying.
Mortgage. Bet the mortgage.
Somebody owes me some mortgage money. That's all I
don't know that they covered the spread, is what my point is. Andrew Siciliano on the line, ladies and gentlemen, host of the Red Zone, best goddamn TV channel in the world, available through DirecTV. Of course, it's Wednesday, but what a Wednesday, because holiday football tomorrow. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, guys. I said on the money line, right? I didn't say
not so much. The money line, no.
Yeah, the money line.
I think you
insinuated that part out.
I think you insinuated any line that they give you, you should bet on it. No worries.
Yeah, there's a joke there. I'm not going to touch it. They won.
They did win.
Yes.
We heard blowout, I think, is our point, Andrews. We heard blowout can't miss, and it ended up being a very, very tight game right down to the final minutes.
Did I give you, though, that the Eagles and Dolphins would be close, and if Cam Cameron hadn't called a ridiculous flip on fourth and one to Jesse Chapman, that would have been a 3-point game with 6 minutes left?
Look at him changing the topic that.
But if we absolutely right.
If we hadn't kept throwing INTs in the red zone, we would have had a 28-point lead.
And maybe McNabb hadn't been hurt. Or maybe if he had been hurt, maybe the Dolphins would have won.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Because A.J. Feely, that powerhouse, stepped in. Is that why?
Jeez. By the way, speaking of the Dolphins, worst Monday night game ever happens next Monday, which is the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Miami Dolphins. That's going to be the game. That's going to be the snoozer of the year right there.
Can I offer the other side?
Sure. Sure.
It's as intriguing as it gets, because as the Patriots go to 16-0, the Dolphins march towards 0-16. And in the modern age of parity, which is a more shocking accomplishment?
That's a great question.
I agree. It's harder. I think it's pretty hard to lose them all. But I'm just saying they're going to lose in the first quarter. It'll already be over. I'm just saying, how exciting is it going to be to hang with that game? That's all I'm saying.
No, you're right. Okay, I hear you on that. But on the other side, how about the Eagles being a 23.5-point dog?
The most shocking. This is going to be the most shocking upset in NFL history.
Oh, they're going to win.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, they are, my young friend.
23.5 points.
That's right.
Historically, for some perspective, the largest non-expansion spread in NFL history.
Oh, my God.
You just wait, all you non-believers. David Akers is going to have 50 field goals on Sunday.
Good. And they'll lose 165 to
150. I'll bet on New England plus 30.
Wow. Whoa, you're giving me 30 points?
I'll give you more than the line.
Granted, we don't gamble.
No, that would be illegal.
No, certainly not. Ralph, besides your heart and the way you feel about your beloved Eagles, is there anything for you to be excited about in this game, or is it just, I hope we don't lose as bad as the Bulls did, or the Bills did?
I think it'll be great for me to tell my children someday I was there to witness the worst Eagles defeat in the history of the franchise.
Oh, are you going?
No, I'm not. I will be watching, however, though.
Talk about a waste of 25,000 frequent flyer miles if you did that.
Yeah, I don't think I would go to Foxborough to watch the Eagles get pounded. I might do it at the link, but I wouldn't do it in Foxborough.
All right, let's talk about, again, Andrew Siciliano is on the line, directtv.com. Look under packages and programming for the Red Zone. Let's talk about the big threefer that they have scheduled for tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day. Of course, you always got the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to be playing against the Jets. Any thoughts on that one, Andrew?
It's a dog.
Yeah.
It's terrible. A dog. Guys, the first game of the day, the Fox game, the Packers and the Lions, the NFC North game, it actually means something.
That's going to be a good one, right?
That's the good one. Yeah. It's 9-1, it's 6-4, it's 9:30 Eastern time here. By the time it gets over, then you got the Jets, who barely beat I guess they did beat the Steelers. Hats off to them. The Steelers played a dog. The Colts and the Falcons, I know Indy's been playing themselves into close games. I guess it's somewhat interesting, but that game could be 28-0 at the half as well, and no one's going to see it because it's on NFL Network.
How many Thanksgivings have gone by since we've seen a Detroit Lions game we actually care about on Thanksgiving?
You know what? I tried tried to look it up. I think it's been about a decade.
Yeah.
But it's not as if the Packers aren't used to playing on Thanksgiving. So many times you get teams on these games that just they've never done it before. They have no idea how to play on a Thursday. They're confused by the holiday travel. They're worried about their family. They show up. They have no idea what the heck they're doing, and the Lions are a bad team and beat them anyway by two touchdowns.
Right.
This is not going to be that game.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. These are guys that play football their whole careers. They don't know how to play on a Thursday?
They're sensitive.
They don't. It's that your whole week, your whole body, it's like taking a red eye. I know that sounds odd. Everything gets screwed up, but the Packers aren't that way. It's a short trip. The Packers will win this game, but it's going to be close. It's not a Green Bay three touchdown.
Would you say bet the mortgage on it?
I would not. Okay. I might bet a turkey if you have like two turkeys.
Just that. All right.
Doing like the two oven deal.
All right.
So because there are three games, but none of them are happening at the same time, there's no need to call in the red zone. So you actually do get the day off tomorrow, right, Andrew?
You get to spend the day with the family sleeping in front of the TV,
nice.
Overcome
sweet.
By L-tryptophan.
Sweet. That's really lucky for your family.
Sunday we have 11 games. We have 8 games at 10 o'clock and 3 games at 1 o'clock. And to be honest with you, I would sit here and sell it all to you. There aren't any games that jump off the page.
There
I like
aren't,
the
right?
Redskins and the Bucks. I like the Denver-Chicago game. I like the Houston-Cleveland game. But, like, the Raiders and the Chiefs, honestly, does nothing to me, especially if Priest Holmes is going to retire later today, as most people think he's going to do.
Okay.
Minnesota and the Giants, New Orleans-Carolina, San Francisco-Arizona. You want me to pump them up and try to make them?
No.
No, I think
really.
You're right. I think
no.
You're right. But why don't we close with this? Why don't we close with some predictions from both of you guys
okay.
on the New England Eagles game. I want to see who gets closest, who realistically is going to get closest to the actual final score of that game on Sunday.
Ralph, go.
The actual final score will be 42-21.
All right, I will take.
Wait a minute, wait. New England?
Okay. New England.
Okay,
yes,
just go. Let's
yes.
clarify.
I don't think New England's going to cover.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
I will take 45. That would be for New England.
Right.
Just to clarify.
Right.
45.
Nothing.
Nine.
Whoa.
Wow.
You
will knock it into the end zone. David Akers, you said 50. I'll give him 3.
No, you mean a touchdown. We're going to get a safety when we hit Brady in the end zone. That's what you're predicting.
If you hit anyone in the end zone, it'll be Matt Castle.
All right. Well, we have it on tape. So that is the prediction, and that's the game we're most excited about this weekend. Andrew Siciliano, DirectTV.com, under Packages and Programming, or call 888-777-2454. Be sure to watch him just before 10 a.m. on Sunday on the DirectTV. Andrew, have a great holiday, man. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Likewise, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, man.
Hi, it's Kat. Serge Tankian will play night one of K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, December 8th at the Gibson Amphitheater. Here's Serge on making videos.
I like the idea of multiplying the art factor of a record with other mediums. I have a lot of indie director friends, and I really wanted them to do something with the music. So I'm like, here's a song, here's a small budget, do whatever you want to do. We got some amazing videos out of that, and I was like, why didn't we spend $500,000 making the last system video again?
See Serge Tankian on night one of K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Ticket on sale info is posted at krock.com. You must be a K-Rock Street Team member to purchase tickets. Sign up now at krock.com. It's free. Billboard.com is reporting that Scott Weiland has a publishing deal to write his autobiography, and Radiohead guitarist Ed O'Brien told BBC Six Music that the band may start a comprehensive tour in America in May, but nothing has been confirmed. Radiohead's latest release, In Rainbows, is available now. That's the K-Rock Music News. I'm Kat Corbett.
Want underground new music? Check out Breed, the new jazz-infused rock album from OK to Cross. Featuring the new single, No Regrets.
No regrets, it's yesterday.
Check out the new music of OK to Cross now by downloading their new CD at oktocross.com or buy it in stores at Amoeba Music today. Breed, the new album from OK to Cross, is also available online on myspace.com/OKToCross today. That's OK, the number 2, Cross.
Simply click on the banner ad located on your media player for a direct link to their site.
So you're looking for a ride, huh? Well, there's only two kinds of car shopping. There's cutting-edge car shopping and caveman car shopping. What kind of car shopper are you? Let's find out. Do you cruise the classified ads and get ink all over your hands? Or do you jump on LACarGuy.com, point click, and there you go? Do you cruise car lots? Wow, pretty balloons. Or do you use LACarGuy.com to search the new and used inventories of 9 dealerships that include primo rides like Lexus, Porsche, Toyota, Volkswagen, Audi, and Scion, plus photos of over 250 used vehicles online? online. LACarGuy.com has come a long way from the hunting and gathering caveman. You don't even have to jump from dealer site to dealer site. All you need is LACarGuy.com. If you don't find what you want, use LACarGuy.com to either find or build the car you want, option for option. Then alert you when it comes in. Plus, you can read reviews, do comparisons, and chat with an expert online. Beats cave drawings, huh? Be a cutting-edge car buyer with Mike Sullivan's LACarGuy.com family of dealers, home of the Zero Down Specialists. That's LACarGuy.com.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
Keep you in the dark and somewhere long. Begin.
are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 9. It's time for your phone calls. You get to get on the air and talk about anything you want.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Let's see if you guys have been paying attention this week. Who is California's choice for diamonds?
Kevin Jewelers.
Me?
Kevin Jewelers. That is correct. Yes. A $100 gift card from Kevin's Jewelers is what you get. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with... who do you like? You like any of these?
Well, yeah. Let's start with Richard in Laguna Hills. Good morning, Richard. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
Good morning. What's it like, nephews and baby boo?
What is it like?
I have just another memory from last night. I played strip poker with one of my old high school teachers. She's a woman.
Oh, last night
that's
you played
weird.
Strip poker with an old high school teacher.
Oh yeah, man.
And
I just saw everything she had to offer, man. It was awesome.
Can I ask how that resulted in itself? How does that game ever happen?
How did it result in itself?
What's it like? My best friend invited me over to play poker with her parents. So she's a friend of her parents.
Oh, I see.
So we ended up playing for money, but it just turned out everybody lost their money. So she offered to play strip poker, and everybody's like, yeah, I'm game.
But wait,
you're playing with her parents,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, her parents were there?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of old naked people.
They were probably in their late
30s. This is a weird, honked-up game you got going over there.
It's even weirder for the parents to think this game is okay to play with kids, though. That's what's weirder.
Well, he's not a kid.
We're not that young.
How old are you, Richard?
Yeah, but
I'm 28.
Yeah, so that's fine.
Okay.
And your friend's parents are in their early 30s?
What's that?
I don't know. Something about the math
doesn't work.
You said your friend's parents were in their 30s.
Yeah, late 30s, probably. I don't know if they're early 40s. I don't know, but they're hot.
You're 28, so they're having babies at 10?
Seems a little extreme.
You're honked up, and I ask you to hang up on yourself now.
Although I think what Richard's point is it sounds like he had a hot gym teacher, and it took him a lot of years out of high school, but he eventually got to see her naked. I think that's what he's excited about.
Teacher, yeah. He didn't say that. He buried that lead.
The old hockey player.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Juan in Burbank. Good morning, Juan.
How's it going, guys?
Good. What'd it do?
Oh, man. I just got to say, without a doubt, Miss Double December has to be Irene. Without a doubt.
Has to be Irene?
Irene
Montoya? You know what? Everyone has an opinion like that. And the best way to register that opinion is to vote on the Kevin and Bean page of the K-Rock website.
Yeah, there's no question that Irene has some support here. I mean, she made it into the top 10. We all think she's very beautiful and definitely has a chance to win, but the Irene fans got to get out there and cast their vote now.
Because there's a lot of hot chicks in the top 10.
There's some kind of misunderstanding that Juan thought he could just call and name it.
Oh, that would make it easier for us, wouldn't it? Just give her the crown now.
So apparently we're done. We don't even have to do the voting, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to... Daryl. Okay, Daryl. Sorry. Daryl in Cypress. Good morning.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
Hey, Daryl.
First, I got to say Hanson rules for Jackie, and then I have to ask you guys. This is
Whoa.
We got a message for Jackie. Time call out. Her on the phone.
Making the message. It's what the message was. Hanson rules?
Well, he's right about that. Hanson does rule. But why are you saying that on our air instead of just calling Jackie?
Well, she works with me, but I had to promise her.
Okay, so she works with you, so you didn't even need to call her. You could have just said it to her.
No, I have a question for you guys.
All right. You got troubles, Daryl.
You could have leaned over the cubicle and said to Hanson rules.
Actually,
I don't care for you.
Are you going to ignore us and just keep talking? Is that your plan, Daryl?
You know what? Let's give Daryl a shot because I think he's got something important to talk
about.
Why
is he going to tell Jackie over there the cubicle what he wants to talk about?
Exactly.
Yes, Daryl.
Waste our listeners' time.
This is the first year that I've actually heard about you guys crank calling the Butterball turkey line.
Nothing funnier, right?
And I want to know if it sucks always.
Always. Never been good, not once.
How dare you, Daryl.
Not one time good, Daryl.
That was great. We've had That's, better, even.
No, that was terrible, and I was wondering
yes,
if
it was
bad.
Yes.
No.
Look, you're going to see Kevin later at the Communist Party meeting, so why don't you guys talk about it there instead and let us Americans revel. What do you do? You revel or you revel? What do you do?
Revel
in the joy that is the Butterball Turkey Hotline call. Yes. Why don't you leave us alone, Daryl?
Grab your purse, Daryl. Go chat with Jackie in the break room and let us know when the fries are done. Okay, brother?
Daryl, you're right on. You're right on,
Hanson
my friend.
Hanson rules, by the way. Chris Hanson, maybe.
Raul in Palmdale. Good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hello.
What's going on?
First of all, before I get to it, I just wanted to say, Blair Ball Picky Hotline, always awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that went really well. I'll bet you're still laughing from it.
Last year's was the best when still Kevin effing? Couldn't dial the numbers and we couldn't get through at the end. That one was the best.
Yeah,
that was pretty funny.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
great. That was a good Saboteur.
Yeah. Hey, Ralph.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to see your boys this weekend play the Patriots up there in Boston.
You're going to Foxborough?
I'm taking to Foxborough. I'm leaving on Friday. I'm going to stay there the weekend, come back Tuesday. I'm rooting for your Eagles, man, because I'm a big Dolphin fan, and I really don't want to see them go undefeated.
Yeah, I can imagine. But why are you going to a Pats Eagles game if you're a Dolphins fan?
Well, me and my best friend have a tradition every year. We go to a different football stadium. I call you guys every year when I go, too. So
that's
you guys are going to New York. I tell you guys are going to Miami. And you guys always tell me where the hot spots are.
Oh, sure.
So this year, I'm hoping, I'm rooting for your Eagles, biggest upset of the year. And,
it's gonna happen.
Go Eagles.
Well, dude, Gillette Stadium's quite a ballpark, so you should have a good time there.
Yeah, I'm hoping we have a good time. I'm rooting Eagles all the way, man.
Well, I appreciate it.
That guarantees you having a good time.
I've got new Eagles boxer shorts, by the way.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, that
might
be the thing.
That's a great story.
That might be the thing that tips us over the top, you know.
Now, did you take any memorabilia from the Patriots and put it in your freezer to make sure that they're ice cold on game day?
That's not for you to know. That's on a need-to-know basis.
Okay. Want to field a complaint call on line one? We've got Sam calling in, and he's apparently very, very upset with the Kevin and Bean Show.
Sam, what's the problem?
I got a problem with that puto, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the King of Mexico doing?
Yeah. You know what? If he's going to use Santa Monica, he should start with some balls.
He doesn't really have balls.
Yeah.
What
should it sound like, Sam?
He should also say in Spanish, kind of like, this is Santa Monica!
Yeah, see, that's a much better
name. You are the master.
Much
you are
better.
And let me hear your impression of how Dave did it earlier today.
Santa Monica!
Yeah, it doesn't even compare.
Yeah, it's not as throaty as Sam's.
You're the pro, man.
Thanks. Hey, can I get some porn?
Porn, sure.
Yeah, we'll hook you up. We just got a new batch from Club Jetta, so we'll hook you up with some.
Thanks.
He's the guy. That's the legend himself on the line.
That's the Santa Monica guy. Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. I want to thank our many, many guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Harvey Levin, of course, from TMZ.com, the entertainment website of record. And, of course, the TV show TMZ TV airs weekdays at 6:30 on Channel 11. He apparently is going to be wearing some sort of a costume on tomorrow night's Thanksgiving edition. I don't know what that's about, but maybe a turkey. I'm not sure. And thanks to Ralph, your boyfriend, Andrew Siciliano, for joining us. Of course, he is the host of the Red Zone channel on DirecTV, and you can go to DirecTV.com, look under Packages and Programming, and see him just before 10 a.m. on Sunday doing all the games.
Ralph told us earlier this morning. What's funny, Ralph?
You're just about dead.
Me?
Yeah.
I know. Ralph told us earlier this morning that the Hollywood Prayer Network has kicked into gear and that they're actually praying for celebrities.
Yes.
And we're going to talk to them on Monday.
I want to know what kind of free time they have that they can dedicate large chunks of their day of praying for Britney Spears and other failing celebrities.
And if they're praying for Britney Spears, why is God not listening?
Yeah, good point. Right. Isn't that evidence that prayer doesn't work?
She's not exactly skyrocketing right now. Ralph's Video Vault back on Monday morning.
Yes.
Got a new horrible movie called Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Oh, does he ever.
He does?
Yes.
We also are going to have some of our finalists for Miss Double December in the studio.
Ooh, I got to press my tux.
They're going to be showing us their talents, so to speak.
Okay.
And also on Monday, we've got to talk about bad Thanksgivings. Bean's brother, of course, the best Thanksgiving story ever.
I don't think we'll ever top that one.
Brother left his girlfriend in the car for like 4 hours and then came back out. It's funny as hell. So anyway, bad Thanksgivings. That's the way it always works. It's something you look forward to it. You get high expectations. Then everything goes south as soon as people start drinking.
Well, every year when we do that round of phone calls, there's always a listener who calls in who had a medical emergency breakout at Thanksgiving dinner. Mom had a heart attack. Dad went into a convulsion. I mean, somebody listening right now is going to have that happen to him tomorrow and doesn't know it yet. That's what's exciting for me.
Here's what you can look forward to for Thanksgiving. Yeah. The dread of thinking you may be the chosen one.
You might be the dead one.
Somebody listening right now has elderly parents that aren't going to make it to Christmas. I just want to leave you as we head into the holiday weekend with that beautiful thought.
Why?
I'm just saying, when that happens, we want to hear about it on Monday morning. That's what we look forward to.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm saying
Cat Corbett's up. What? It's not true? Everybody's parents are going to be alive Christmas, right?
Oh.
Cat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, some Smashing Pumpkins, part of that. Also, The Strokes, solo music from Eddie Vedder, Jimmy Eat World, Nirvana, Linkin Park, and more. Straight ahead, right after this on K-Rock. Hooray!